Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Kim Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you! All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation. Give me a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and at the end of it.
I'm not insulting you, but I just kept thinking about how it's done.
Yeah.
I was looking at, listening to your show, I don't know, the other day when I was just checking out what to expect, I said to my husband, I'm going to be Mary Poppins to your Howard Stern.
I just kept hearing it. I'm ducking and everything, died in the house. I got scared. I dropped my hot pocket.
Said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids, and we bounced out. We ain't going to be in no fire. Not today.
Brother, it's time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Good morning, everybody. This is your old friend, Brian. I've been away for a minute. Actually, I looked at the last time I did a show. That was like February. So I'm going to be a little rusty. All right. Well, let's begin. I hope the title of the show offended some people because I tended to do that. Yes, I did. But just in case you don't know, and the title of the show, and we have people listening to the radio. I'll read the title of the show. It says, who are the fucking oppressed people they keep talking about? That's right, I wrote that. I'll repeat it. I'll say it slower. Who are the fucking oppressed people they keep talking about? Okay. Now, let's look at the definition of oppressed, because let's face it, some of you guys went to public school. Some of you guys didn't go to school at all. Some of you guys are being schooled by social media. That's why you're dumb fucks. But let me tell you what I'm talking about. Here's the definition of oppressed, right? Remember, this is a definition. It has to be a definition. It's from a white guy. His name is Webster. No, not the little black guy that had the TV show. No, it's another white guy, just in case you went to public school or you went to Canadian public school. I don't know. But here's what Webster's dictionary said. The definition of oppressed, burdened by abuse of power or authority or authority. Burdened by the abuse of power or authority. That's what it is. I'll go a little further. A group identifies itself. It's a group identity, and oppressed groups is always very strategic. That's what I said, strategic. They're always calculating of advantage. And I like to know, well, do they have a color? Are they black? Are they white? Are they Jew? Whatever. Do they have a race? Oppressed people? Do they have it's religion? You can say some Jewish people are oppressed, but I don't know. If you work in the entertainment industry, a lot of Jewish people own it. Hey, you go to Vegas, if you're into the mob thing, who do you think ran Vegas? It was a Jewish guy who created Vegas. Do your history homework. Put in Jew Vegas. Yeah. To this day, do you think Jewish people are oppressed? Okay, let's go on. Social status. Is it people who don't have money, or there's people who have money advantage? Now, are oppressed people rich? Because we all hate the rich. So they must be oppressed people because we don't like them. Only reason we don't like them because they're rich. Are they oppressed people? I don't know. But the real question I have in my head, it's in my head, and usually I don't have anything in there. But this happened to be in my head. Why do my black brothers and sisters seem to own this? Why do we own oppression? Why do we own slavery? Why do we own welfare? Why do we own injustice? Has there been other people in history? There's been other slaves besides us. In fact, you can go back in Moses' time. I saw the movie. It's on every Easter. You can go back in that day. Egyptians ruled the land and Jews were the slaves. They were oppressed people. Black people owned them. Get to work. Jewish people didn't become woke until later on. So why are we owning all this? Because there were other slaves. Mexicans were slaves. Black people were slaves. Jews were slaves. Asians were slaves. Irish people were slaves. I'm not even going to talk about the Scottish. I mean, look at them. I mean, look at the Irish. Irish said, fuck this. We're going to do the PLO. What is it? No? Is it? No, they're the IRA. I get my letters mixed up, and I can start another civil war. Look at the Irish Republic. At one time, they were labeled a terrorist group, the IRA. And now, we celebrate them every March 17th. I'm going to get a beer. I'm going to eat the green fries. It's a lucky day for those little Irish. You know how you can tell an Irish person is because the person next to you who is drunk. You must be Irish. They even own drunkenness. And it says, what is it, today I'm Irish, or kiss me, I'm Irish today, or something like that. They own the shit. Call it pubs. Yeah. I mean, on March 17th, I'm going to be O'Brien. O'Brien the Hammer. I'm celebrating Irish. I got Irish roots in me. I'm sure back in the day, some Irishman raped my great-great-great-great-great slave ma. If you look at me, I got green eyes. I mean, that counts for something. But let's go on. Thank you. So I wrote in the description, being woke is a lie, and I believe that. And this woke thing and this cancer thing, what you did was give white people something to talk about, did. You didn't create anything. Woke is not anything. Woke is stupid. Woke is nothing. But you know, the motherfuckers who fall for this bullshit are the motherfuckers who are uneducated, stupid, dumbasses, ignorant, and probably went to public school. Some of you probably went to a Canadian public school. I don't know. It happens. Let's go on. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Who fell for this bullshit about being woke? Bullshit. It's a lie. Same thing. If you're going to think woke is a thing, then you must think Donald Trump is still president of the United States, because it's the same bullshit lie. And we're going to define what is woke. In fact, let's define it right now. Here's what being woke, because I know you all hear it. It's on social media. It's trending and everything, and it's a thing. But here's what woke means in the dictionary. And this is not by the white guy named Webster. This is by another guy named Wikipedia. Wikipedia. That guy. Who the fuck is this guy? But this is what this guy is in this dictionary. But here's what woke is. alert to injustice and discrimination in society. That's what woke. They're alerting you to injustice and discrimination in society, especially racism. Okay. Now, this is what I go back to the beginning again. Why do we own negative bullshit? Black people like to own negative bullshit. We own the we don't own the positive. We, in fact, my big thing with the Juneteenth thing, June 19th, with everybody, all the black people, yay, June 19th, that was a negative thing. That was not a positive thing. What June 19th was, if you're listening in another country, I'll explain the U.S. politics and the stupidness of it. June 19th is nothing to celebrate because June 19th or Juneteenth is about these stupid-ass motherfuckers in Texas who did not let the slaves know that they have been freed. So they kept this little secret for another 2 years until somebody came along and say, what y'all doing? I think it was probably Kanye West. I'm not quite sure. So he comes along this thing. And he sees these slaves working the fields, and he's passing by and said, what are y'all doing? Well, we slave, man. You know, we cannot talk to you. Why are you free? He goes, nigga, we've been free for 2 years. And the slaves go, what? And he goes, yeah. I just got a hit song. I'm going to the Emmys right now. And the slaves go, what? Man, what have you been doing? How much are they paying you? Paying us, we're slaves. What? Now, this is not officially what happened, but this is basically what happened. And the slaves go, and then they go, well, you know, you should join my union. The union? You guys won the war. Not that union, motherfucker. The union for artists. We've been free for 2 years. Y'all just, don't y'all go to school? School? See, this is the problem with ignorant people. This is the problem. They don't go to no school. So that's what Juneteenth is about. It's about these 2 years later in Texas, they let the Texas people said, okay, officially y'all free, but technically you were free 2 years ago. That's what it's about. And every year we're going to celebrate that ignorant motherfuckers did not tell the slaves that they were free 2 years ago. That is something to celebrate? See, this is what I'm trying to say. You know, oh, by the way, I'm a black man. And if you don't realize I'm a black man, you should see my profile when I'm naked. Then you would definitely know that I'm a black man. But other than that, yeah, I'm black. Yeah. It's not a myth, baby. Anyway, I digress. So that's what we decide to have. We're not celebrating Charles Drew, who invented plasma. We're not celebrating we got the person who saved the South with the peanut extraction from the peanut. God, I feel embarrassed. I forgot his name. Let's pretend I knew his name, and let's just go because I can't edit this. We're not celebrating there are so many black accomplishments and so many black leaders, women and female. But every February, there's one guy we celebrate every day. Martin Luther King. I'm not saying anything about King. King's a great man. But there's other people we should be celebrating and recognizing, including women. But we're too ignorant. So we're going to decide to worship a holiday about slavery and about the white masters who didn't let the slaves know that they were free. This is what we're celebrating? We got to raise the bar, people. What the fuck? Talk about being asleep. We got to want more than that. We got to want more than that. That takes us to our news story. So I think I read what woke is. I'll read it again. Woke. Alert to injustice and discrimination. Some women could claim that they're woke, but why do we have to own injustice and why do we have to own discrimination? I think women, if anything, women will own this shit. Laborers can own this shit. Yeah, you know the people that you want to send back, but you don't want to send them back because they clean their houses and everything. They keep the prices down in the grocery store. But yet you want to be politically correct going, well, not in my country, but yeah. And as soon as you send them back and the prices go up with an orange and you guys have a fit, I'll go a little further with woke. And I got a news story that'll do it. Here we go, woke. I get more in debt or in death. Excuse me. In debt, too, because I'm doing this shit and I'm cussing. And I am looking for motherfucking sponsors. Here we go, woke. Woke is an English adjective meaning alert to racial prejudice and discrimination. It originated in African-American English. Well, whoop-de-fucking-do. Yeah, finally we beat the press. Finally, what are you doing, African-American? We're going to send in a word to you. Okay, what is it? Woke. What? Woke. What? Woke. That's it? What does it mean? Injustice? Well, why can't we just use injustice? No, because it only pertains to black people. Why does it pertain to black people? Aren't there a lot of people who have injustice? There's Mexicans who have injustice. Jews have injustice. Everybody have that? No, we own it. It's copywritten. Therefore, it is. Okay. Woke. It is. Woke is an English adjective meaning alert to racial prejudice and discrimination that originated in African-American English. Beginning in the 2010s, wow, 2010s, damn, talk about history, damn, that long ago. But I'm not even joking. 2010, that's 11 years, and we had this word woke for 11 years. I mean, it seemed like it just came to being in the last 2 years, but that is a long time to have this stupid name woke. I go on. It came to encompass a broader awareness of social inequalities, such as sexism, and it has also been used as shorthand for left-wing ideas involving identity, politics, and social justice, meaning bullshit. Left-wing ideas, bullshit involving identity, politics, more bullshit, and social justice, major bullshit. Then it goes on. Such as the notion of white privilege. White privilege. Let's go with white privilege. I've been around white people. You can't miss them. They're white people. Walk around and you see white people. At night you can't miss them. They're white, walking around white. And they talk about white privilege, okay? I don't know what white privilege is. What is, like if I'm in a restaurant and I see a white person, do they sit before I sit? I don't know. I was at the Olive Garden and I was waiting 5 minutes. White people were behind me. They sat me first. I don't know. Maybe there was something wrong with their seat. Maybe their seat was going to explode. They want to make sure it was safe for the white people. I don't know what it is. But I got seated first. In fact, they got my car first. White people had to wait. Maybe they are not woke enough. But I'm going on. Social justice, such as the notion of white privilege. I don't even know what white privilege is. I am not. I go grocery shopping, and I have never seen a cashier go to a white person. You don't have to pay because you're white. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have a white card? Because maybe we get a discount. Because this nigga is going to pay full price. You know, this nigga is going to pay retail. You know what I'm saying? Show your white card, and you know, get 50%. I've never seen that. Never seen that. The only specialized thing I see of white people, and you know, I haven't really seen many black handicapped people because maybe I'm an ignorant guy because when I go into a parking lot, I see the handicap sign, right? And if you look at the handicap sign, at least in the United States, it's blue but a little white thing with a wheelchair. Okay. I have never seen anybody park there for number one. I don't know how many handicapped people are in my city. But when I do see a handicapped person, they're usually white. I already see black handicapped people. I'm sure we're out there, but I hardly see them. White people are running around. That's the only privilege I see. Okay, once in a while I'll park there. Okay, don't shame me. I was in a hurry and I had to pee, and they had a bathroom inside the store. One time. Okay, like we haven't all done that. Okay. Okay, one time I waved red meat at a guide dog and to see if he would look. Don't be hating on me. I'm testing this out here. Okay? Bastards. Let's go back to this. So such as the notion of white privilege and slavery reparations for African Americans. Slavery reparations. Another stupid, dumb fuck idea from the left, and I got to be honest, I am an ashamed and embarrassed Democrat. You pussies and whining bitches. African, really? Reparations for African Americans? Now, for y'all who just went to public school and some schools in Canada, let me tell you what reparations are. These are like, we're sorry, here's a check. We're sorry that we whipped your great-great-great-grandpappy. We cut off his head and said, how much is that? I'm seeing here's $50. And how are you going to really do the reparations? I mean, some black people were free. So you're going to say, anybody who's black, you should get this money. Well, some black people were free. In fact, little known knowledge, my little children, little known knowledge. Free black people own black people. There are some black people own black people. You're damn right. Hey, you want to know another thing? There are some black people who fought on the other side, the South side. Yes. Now, when you're going to talk about reparations for African Americans, how can you prove what side you're on? I could have been on this. I could have been on a side. My great-great ancestors could have been fighting on the North, and they were free. Pay me, bitch. Versus the guy in the South who had the slavery. So again, if you use your mind, it's stupid. Reparations is stupid because you don't know. And what is reparation? Well, we're sorry that we killed you, nigga. We're sorry that we abused you, nigga. I'm sorry that we raped your great-great-great ancestor, nigga. Here's a couple of bucks. And that goes back to the same thing about why are we owning negative shit and why do we need to get paid for negative shit? Why do the, well, you owe me some money because you hurt my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. You did some homosexual acts on him, and when he died, his ass was like a balloon. I think that's worth that $75. Why do we keep doing it? Because we can't go forward if we keep doing this shit to each other and we put this bullshit in our heads. Hey, my brother, Mr. King, my brother, good to see you, King. How you doing, my brother?
Hey, good morning, Brian. Good morning. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing okay. I haven't been doing this in a minute. I hope I'm doing okay because I might have lost my edge.
Oh yeah, you're doing pretty good. You know, you're doing real good. I know I've been listening to you since I got on, and that black reparations thing, you know, ties into mm-hmm. that too. You know what I mean? A lot of us feel like we're entitled to it, you know what I mean? And I agree,
right?
I agree that they have their feelings and you know, they probably went through stuff, you know, or mm-hmm. can I say, I agree they feel like they went through stuff, but they really mm-hmm. haven't been through shit. Maybe their ancestors mm-hmm. went through it and they want to get paid. They want to get compensated for their ancestors, you know, upbringing or whatever, you know what I mean? But technically, you know, we all are human, you know?
Right.
We all are human. You know, somebody got mad at me because I told them, I said, you know, I agree we all should get paid, you know what I mean? Yeah, I see other races are getting paid for, you know, their reparations and stuff. But at the end of the day, we don't have to follow the leader, you know what I mean? We can do our own thing, you know, as long as we keep our nose clean, as long as we do what's right, you know what I mean? You know, I mean, we'll be fine. But you still have people, they still want to use the good old saying, oh, the white man keep me from doing this, the white man keep me from doing
right.
that. No, you keep your damn self from doing this and doing that. You know what I mean?
That's
you know?
Right.
Just like when they get to singing that old bullshit to me, I tell them, I said, for one, I'm a single black father, taking care of my kids by myself. You know, I still go to work. I still have to do what I got to do to take care of mine. And I'm doing it by myself. And I'm still able to go out here and buy the things that I need, you know?
Right.
So it's like nothing's keeping me from doing it but myself. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we still want to use, though, the white man's keeping me from doing this. Oh, he's paid all us reparations. Why they ain't paid us? Why that we've been through? Well, first of all, we ain't been through shit. The people before us that was here before us been through it. So how are they going to benefit from it? Oh, they're going to benefit from it by us going out, taking the money and fucking it off and buying all this stupid-ass jewelry and cars and BBLs and all that. Man, you know what I mean? And it's, I mean, I understand. Like I said, I truly understand where they're coming from. But at the end of the day, what are we going to do with that money besides fuck it off and waste it? You know?
You know, you know? Are 100%. You're 100% right, King, because, you know, when black people say, well, we need to wake up, I go, okay, you ever watch a basketball game? And they go, yeah. You ever watch a pro basketball game? You got 11 niggas who are millionaires playing basketball. Are they impressed? Are they impressed? It's like they're millionaires.
Yeah.
Some of them are billionaires playing basketball. Yeah, I'm sure. Let's take a knee. What?
It's real crazy, I'm just gonna be honest.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't take a millionaire to go out here and do something right. You know what I mean? I'm not even a billionaire yet, and there are still things that I want to go out here and do. Like for an example, you know, I've mentioned it before on the show, and for some who are new or some who are just tuning in. When I used to get on this show, you know, a couple of years ago when I started getting on, I used to explain to everybody that I want to take some money out of my pocket and I want to go out here and feed the homeless because, believe it or not, there's that one homeless person that feels like nobody cares about them because they weren't able to make it. And sometimes you have people who was working on their own, who was, you know, for an example, you have people who have been working a lot, and, I can explain this. So there's this lady out here. She's been working, paying her rent on time, everything else. Well, her apartment complex had got a new management company, and the management company came in, and they raised her rent. So she said, you know, I can't afford that. And she's like, well, I'm going to have to move out. So she's been living out of her SUV truck for the past 2.5 years now. You have homeless people like that that feels like nobody cares, you know. But deep down inside, your normal person is going to say, oh, damn, that's sad. You know what I mean? I wish I could help. Me, I'm one of them normal people that will go out, and I will try to see if I can give you some freshly new food that I bought. You know what I mean? You know, like I said, it doesn't take a millionaire to get out there and volunteer their time to the community, you know?
Right.
And the sad part is a lot of these millionaires now, they think they're too good to do it, or they feel like that's a way of them being told, you should go back to the hood and help out. No. Me personally, I've always said, when I make it, I'm not going back to the hood for shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know? And what I mean by that is, I'm not going back to the hood to give no free handouts. You know? Yeah, I may hold an event for people in that neighborhood to come to, so they can get the resources they need, but I'm not going to go back and give out free handouts. No, I bust my ass to get to where I'm at. You're going to do the same. You know what I mean? So
that's right.
Again, we as black people, we got to stop saying, oh, the white man kept me from doing this. The white man came from doing that because technically, technically, name one thing that the white man kept you from doing. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
I mean,
I'm not saying, and we're both not saying that there's no prejudice. I know.
Yeah.
But we're both saying there's no prejudice. Of course there's prejudice. Of course there's injustice. Of course there's this. Of course there's discrimination. But why do we own it? I mean, it's like, and when I say we, I'm talking about African-American people. It's like we want to own the negative shit. It's like, for instance, there's a woman who was working in an office right now. In the good old days, you could grab her tit. And these are the good old days. You can grab her tit, grab her in the ass, and she'd get upset, maybe toss some water on your ass, and have a good day. Nowadays, you can't even grab a woman's tit. I mean, what is going on with this world today? What I'm saying is that now they people have weaponized the negative, meaning this. Okay, nowadays, if you even look at a woman in office the wrong way, she feels uncomfortable. They weaponize this bullshit. And I think black people weaponize that shit. And when I say they weaponize that shit, they did. When it's like just what you just got done saying, you know, they maybe there's a conversation, and they overhear a conversation of two white people. And maybe and you don't know these white people, and maybe they were talking about something, but you heard one word, nigger. You don't know these people, and you don't know the context that they said it. For all we know is they were singing your new song. You know what I mean? For all I know, it's King Webb has just made the top 10, and he used the word nigger. He goes, you hear King Webb's song? Who was it? Oh, it's like Nigger Crazy. Nigger Crazy, you got that song. But all they heard was nigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
so
now you got some folks who didn't hear the context of it, but they just heard that word. They don't know who you are. All of a sudden, you are a criminal. All of a sudden, they weaponize that word. You said, nigga, you motherfucker, you racist motherfucker. What?
Yeah.
You know, and they weaponized it. And they weaponized this woke bullshit. They weaponized welfare. It's like, okay, we on welfare. So what? Well, you say something about welfare? No, I'm saying that this guy was on welfare. He's a stupid motherfucker. You're assuming that he was black. He could have been white. He could have been Jewish. He could have been. But you're assuming because you want to own that shit. Why are we owning, and not only do we own the shit, we weaponize the shit. Because white people can't say shit no more. If white people look at it sideways, we're going to go, we even got a name for them now. It's not bad enough. Okay, how do we weaponize it? Okay, well, let's call them, what do they call them? Come on, what's the name? You're a what was the name? Karens. We're calling you Karens now. We're going to weaponize the bullshit, the racist bullshit, and because you may not be, and you may be a Karen. So we're going to call you Karen. White people are Karens. I forgot what they call white dudes. Is it Kens? I don't know.
Yes.
They go, now we're going to weaponize this bullshit. What is going on here, Ken?
Something I've never understood was, okay, we've taken discrimination so far, you know. Just like, for example, I was raised different. I was always told, you go to work dressing appropriate and decent.
Right.
And, you know, and so my thing is, if I'm running a big company, excuse me, if I'm running a big company, I expect all my employees to come to work dressing appropriate and looking decent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're coming to work and you got your hair all over your head and, you know, your clothes is all baggy and you're coming to work with marijuana all over your clothes, smelling marijuana, you damn right I'm about to discriminate against you because you're coming to work inappropriate. But black people don't take that to a whole nother level, you know. They don't think about it where if it's them running a company and they got the same kind of individual coming to work dressed like them, smelling like them, and they don't think about that shit. But we real quick to want to say somebody is discriminating against us, you know.
Right.
And I'm going to be honest, and they might slam me for this on down the road, but I agree. If you're coming to work with your hair all over your head, looking all nappy and shit, coming to work with your clothes, and hell, your clothes may be nice, but it has a stench to it, like marijuana smell or whatever, you know? If you come to work dressed like that, yeah, I'm going to discriminate against you because this is the workplace, you know what I mean? This ain't no club. This ain't no, like, seriously, like, come on now, you know? But you want to say they discriminated against you. All because you want to come to work dressing freely. No, you're supposed to come to work dressing appropriately, you know? So
right.
We don't take that discrimination word. Just like for an example, some of us, we get mad because we're moving to these white neighborhoods, you know? And the sad part is most of us, we'll move to the small white neighborhoods and, you know, we go to work, we come home, that's about it. We mind our business.
Mm-hmm.
But you have mm-hmm. others, they'll move to those small mm-hmm. white neighborhoods thinking that they can sit outside, smoke a blunt, bump their
right.
this and that and the other. And as right. soon as they start being harassed and discriminated against, they want to say, oh, we're being messed with, we're being racial profiled,
right.
with this, with that. Well, what are you really doing? You know?
Right.
This article says
but you're saying we're using this wokeness as an excuse as to act a fool.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And first of all, there is no woke word at all. And King, you know this. I'm so pissed off about this Juneteenth, man. Why are we celebrating every fucking year about two years in Texas that nobody told the niggas that they were free? We're celebrating that negative bullshit? Why are we selling slavery?
Yeah.
Why are we celebrating slavery that 2 years ago these people have been emancipated saying you're free, but you're really free too? This is what we're celebrating? We're not celebrating Charles Drew who invented plasma. We're not celebrating the great things and the poets and the artists of the world that what they put for what we're proud of and the kings and queens of Africa and what they brought. No, niggas are going to celebrate Juneteenth because some niggas didn't realize that they were free, and it took them 2 years because the masters never told them that they're free. And so they're going to celebrate, we've been free for 2 years. We're going to celebrate. No, you were living 2 years as a slave and was alive. Why are we celebrating that every year? It's like we're celebrating negative bullshit. And I'm sick of it because black people have to remember that we came from kings and queens. We came from royalty. We came from the best warriors in the world, the diamonds in Africa and everything else. But we're going to celebrate the negativity. And not only do we celebrate the negativity, we own the negativity. Black people, you don't own slavery. At one time, if you realize the Egyptians were the masters and the Jews were the slaves. Asians were slaves. Yeah. They were slaves. Mexicans were. Why are we owning this bullshit to keep us down? And then not only do you own it, you're going to weaponize it.
Yeah.
This is not the way to go. And that takes me to another story. I don't mean to cut you off, King, but I want to hear your take on this. This incident happened. When did this happen? March 15th. It was probably posted. This incident happened I don't know when it happened, maybe a week ago. This is true. I'll set it up. It's a white dude. It opens with the cops have him on his knees. He won't comply. The cop suspects that he had fentanyl or whatever, drugs on him. The cops wanted to take a blood sample. Keep in mind, it's a white dude. I'm going to play this for you, and I hope it plays okay on the radio. And here's what it really happened. I think, again, I'll play this for you. This is Fox News. This happened in California, a little town called Altadena. Here we go. Check this out.
Taken into custody by CHP officers, ends up dead after yelling, "I can't breathe," 12 times. Good evening. Welcome to Fox 7 News at 5. I'm Ellis Michelson.
And I'm Christine Devine. The video is explosive and disturbing, a warning some viewers may find it hard to watch. This happened in Altadena 2 years ago before the infamous George Floyd video where he yells, "I can't breathe." This video was sealed until today.
2 years before George Floyd. 2 years before George Floyd. "I can't breathe." Now, to this day, y'all going to hear "I can't breathe," and you're going to connect it to George Floyd forever. You're not going to connect it to this white dude that happened 2 years before. I said again, and I don't see many white people protesting it. This was 2 years ago. I didn't even know about it until what happened was the lawyer said, "You know what, I want the video to be displayed." They had the CHP in California had this video in their custody, and it took the lawyer to say, "I want you to release it." Now, they had the video in custody. They had it sealed. The CHP had it sealed until this lawyer says, "I want this released so the public can hear what happened 2 years ago." 2 years. Listen to this video.
This happened in Altadena 2 years ago before the infamous George Floyd video where he yells, "I can't breathe." This video was sealed until today.
Christina Gonzalez joins us live with the troubling video and what led up to it. Christina.
Yeah, it actually took a judge's order to get this video released, going against California State Attorney General, who's had it sealed pending the investigations. And I want to reiterate, it's difficult to watch. It's really difficult to listen to, but the family wants the public to see this. So let's show you what we got. The voice of Edward Bronstein on video shot by a CHP sergeant on March of 2020 inside the garage bay of Altadena's CHP station, minutes before he had been placed on the mat after being arrested for DUI, which allows officers to take blood forcefully with a warrant if he refuses a breathalyzer or giving blood, which he seemingly had.
"This is your last opportunity. Otherwise, you're going face down on the mat, and we're going to keep on going."
The officers proceed to pin him to the mat, and you hear,
"I'll do it willingly. I'll do it willingly."
Before he starts to say, "I can't breathe," he starts to say, "I will willingly take the test now. I will willingly give the blood."
The man's family clutching his photo as attorneys narrate the video.
"He says, 'I can't breathe,' 12 times is what I counted. 2 minutes after they start applying body weight to his back is when he stops breathing.
No audible response from Bronstein.
2.5 minutes into the altercation is when they start testing his blood. You can see them start taking a pulse, and there's no pulse.
Edward. Edward.
Wake him up.
It's not till another minute passes, while they're still drawing blood, that you hear officers.
"Yes, sir."
"Sure you got a pulse on him."
3 minutes later, they put a Band-Aid on the draw spot and then turn him over.
"Lift his head up. Keep his airway open."
No response from Bronstein.
"Where is CPR? Where is first aid? When they finally flip him over, he's lifeless. He's dead. He's cold. He's blue.
He at least deserved a chance to have CPR done. To be treated like a human. He was treated like trash."
Bronstein's family wants the officers prosecuted.
"Punish them. Take them away. Take them out of them. Don't let them work anymore to hurt anybody like they did my son. And they're still working. I don't understand that."
We did try to reach CHP officials who are saying, quote, "Because there is pending litigation, the CHP cannot comment on this case at this time." I'm Christina Gonzalez, live in Altadena. Back to you guys in the studio.
Hard to watch, Christina. Thank you.
2 years. Now, white people, you're lagging. Now, that video just came out two days ago. Now, you got to learn from us. When I say us, I'm talking black people. You need to get your white asses in the streets. You need to get some signs up there. Because this doesn't just happen to black people. See, the difference between black people and white people, we have had enough. I mean, we didn't just get there with one person or two people. We got there, it happens in years and decades and centuries. We've had enough. And white people, I'm not trying to get you up in arms. I'm saying it's time for you to start marching. Black people, it's time for you to march with them. Because this is not about black and white. This is about these rogue cops killing people, man. Killing people. And keeping it from the public. But you got to march for this family. Whether they're white, black, or whatever. Black Lives Matter, get to work. Get money in that family, get to work. And it's time to make it known that these are rogue cops. And they're killing white people, too. Yeah, now it hit home, white people. They're killing you, too. You don't want to hear it? I'm sorry. Evidence one. What do you think about that, King? Look at that. But it's time.
Well,
man.
I just have to ask this question. The question is, whenever we get stopped by the police for something we really did wrong, why do we want to take the easy way out and fight them, knowing that we're going to get killed?
I agree.
Everybody watches that video. And they say that cop is wrong. But to be honest with you, both parties are wrong, you know. George Floyd was wrong for not complying with them and not shutting the fuck up and just getting in the car.
God bless you, King.
Putting his knee on his neck, you know.
He honestly, all
that should have really been done was They should have, you know, got him in the car and shut the door, you know. But they wanted to hear him, what he had to say, and everything else. And they should have heard him, got him in the car, take him to the precinct, and let him calm down. Because personally, the man looked like he sounded like he was on something, you know.
Right.
But what they need to do is they need to find a way they can work with criminals like that. And I'm not trying to say he's a criminal, but in this case, it's like you're a criminal because you're fighting the police, you know. But they need to figure out a way they can handle these kind of people that are under influence, whether they're under alcohol or some type of drug substances, you know, because I'm just going to be honest, and I could be wrong. I don't think that the police departments in the world, like, you know, the United States, I don't think they've been trained on how to handle that kind of stuff, you know. And, you know, that's stuff that I look at, you know. That's stuff that I look at, you know what I mean? And it's sad, you know.
I believe what you just said. I think cops are trained to kill. They're trained to subdue, and if you can't subdue, take you out.
Yeah.
And they get all upset if you don't obey their orders with their commanding voice, because they train that shit. They go, get your command voice on. Now, can you imagine if that worked? A lot of husbands will be the happiest motherfuckers in the world. Because can you imagine you coming home from work and then your wife, you know, the nagging wife, well, you know, honey, the kid did this, and as soon as you get in the door, kid did this. Woman, shut your mouth. Now go get my dinner. Now that worked. There'll be a lot of happy husbands going on there with that command voice.
Yep.
And she goes, what are you talking about? Oh, you're requesting my authority? And then you put her, you know, put your wife in a chokehold and put a knee on her back. You know, I think you know, cops have a dangerous job. Okay, let's just say this. They have a dangerous job. But nobody forced you to do that job. Nobody forced you to be a cop.
Yeah.
Nobody forced you to be an alcoholic cop. Only reason you're being a cop because you couldn't make it in sports or the military. You still want that urge in the military, that gunfight, that thing, you know, that authority.
Yeah.
That you could just turn on your sirens and everything, all the world parts for you like Moses. Feels good.
Mm-hmm.
There's no excuse why they killed.
Yeah. But if you think about it, if George Floyd would have just gotten that car instead of fighting the police, just think about it. If he had just gotten the car and kept quiet, he would still be alive. You know what I mean?
He would, and if you look at this, a videotape of a black man, it was an older black man saying, please, please get in the car. He was pleading for George. Please get in that car. I mean, it broke my heart. He was saying, please get in that car. And you're right. Did the cop have a right to take his life? No, but there's a possibility.
No.
That's why I don't bungee jump. That's why I don't bungee jump.
No.
That's why I don't get out of the bathtub when it's 90 degrees and I have a fan right there while I'm drying myself off. I don't do that.
Yep.
Why? I might slip and fall in the fan and chop myself off, and I'm a woman. I don't have a fan near my crotch when I'm getting out of the tub. Could dry myself off faster.
Yep.
It's just things you don't do and the percentage that happen. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
100%.
And
say,
like,
I don't want what I said, like people listening and everything, you know, but I don't want people to take what I said out of context, like, oh, he's an Uncle Tom or this, that, the other. No. I mean, just think about it. You know what I mean? I mean, it's common sense. If you follow directions, you ain't gotta worry about shit. You know?
Right.
But we as new black humans, we have a problem with following directions, and then when we don't follow directions, we take that and we ride with it. Oh, we're being discriminated against. They racial profiling us. Oh, Black Lives Matter. Man, look here. Black lives may matter to you. To me, all lives matter. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
I agree.
Black lives matter. Black Lives Matter, we don't own that shit.
I wish, exactly.
You know, we don't own that.
Guess
who owns that? George Soros and his team own that. You know what
really?
I mean?
Really?
A white man owns
that
shit.
I didn't know that.
George Soros has a, George Soros has a, what you call that? What is that? He has that, the number or whatever you call that shit. I can't even think of it off top. He has the patent for that. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know that.
Just like Bill Gates has the coronavirus patent and all that kind of shit. You know what I mean? Like we don't own Black Lives Matter, but George Soros got us looking like clowns because we walk around talking about Black Lives Matter and all this other bullshit. Man, look, fuck a Black Lives Matter. My life matters to me. That's why everybody got mad when Lil Wayne said they showed an interview, and I totally agree with him. You know what I'm saying? That shit doesn't matter to me. All lives matter to me. You want to know why? Because whenever I can step into a workplace and go to work and communicate with all my coworkers that are different colors and come home every night to my children and stuff like that, that's what matters to me. So all lives matter to me. Shit, you know.
I agree.
I mean, I got every color race in my family. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's you know, but yeah, George Floyd. If he would have just kept his mouth shut and got in, he would still be alive. You know.
I agree.
The guy that got arrested for selling cigarettes. If he had followed the directions on that carton, and when it says not for sale, not for individual sale or whatever, you know, at the bottom of the carton says that, you know?
Right.
I mean, no. I don't know if he was doing that or selling CDs, but
right,
either
right.
one, he was wrong. You know what I mean? And,
right.
And the problem is we don't want to follow directions, you know?
I think you're right. I think you're right. We have a problem with that, with being told to do, you know, somebody telling us to do something. We don't have to tell you what to do. You know, if a cop
yeah.
says, hey, Brian, I go, hey, cop. He goes, hey, Brian, you're selling cigarettes. Hey, cop, yes, I am. You want a pack? Cop goes, no, Brian,
yeah.
you can't sell those cigarettes. Can you read? No, not for sale. I go, okay, then I'll give them to you. Let me go. Cop said, no.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
your black ass in the car. And you know what I'm going to do? My black, before he even said car, my black ass is sitting there all comfortable and everything, asking the other cop to turn on the radio. I'm relaxing in the back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me where I'm already there. Hey, turn
yeah.
on 93FS. Because I'll be out in a couple. Yeah, my black.
Yeah,
I'm petting the dogs.
You're laughing about it, but that's
yeah.
better. You're laughing about it, but that's better than sitting in the back seat, cussing.
Right.
Fussing,
right.
kicking on the doors, hitting the doors and stuff with your head. You know what I mean? Like, hey.
I'm up here scratching the police
really?
Dog on his belly. Good boy, good boy. I'm walking.
Yeah.
You know, because I know that I have a chance either get my lawyer to sue your motherfucking ass. Or I have a chance
yeah.
to say, all right, man, you know, you're going to be appearing in court. And I have a chance to tell my story. Now, if I'm going to be an ignorant motherfucker, you can't, hey, get your black ass. Did you say black ass, you racist motherfucker? I'm not going to get in that car. No, sir, you got to get in the car. I'm not getting in the motherfucker car with you. Sir, if you don't get in the car, we're going to have to, you're going to what? I'd like to see you try.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm already in the car. I'm yelling help down the street. Help me! Help me! Get your phone! You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you're right. You're right. I mean, again, we're not saying there's no excuse to kill anybody, but you don't have
yeah.
to bring it on. You don't have to dare somebody. You don't have to have
yeah.
looking for trouble and be some martyr. Because you want to be a martyr, nobody's going to remember you tomorrow. Because I guarantee
no.
you, Michael Jordan's going to come out with a new T-shirt, and you're off the news. This is like that,
yeah.
that stupid asshole. I don't want to get off the subject, but I want to get on it one quick. What was his name from the black guy who claimed that white people – beat him up and everything, and he was on that that other TV show. You know who I'm talking about? What was his name? The gay black dude that he hired these two white dudes.
You're talking about Juicy Smollett.
Yeah. did you see who did that? Come on, that was the funniest bit. Who did that? Juicy. You know, King, I'm going to have to play that now. You know I'm going to have to play that. That was by, come on, who's the comedian? I love him. Jesse Smollett. But who did, the comedian? Jesus. Come on, you know who I'm talking about? Did you see it when he called him Juicy? Chappelle.
No, I don't.
Did you hear it?
Here it is
right here. Wait, here it is. All right, y'all, we're going to get back to the subject, but once in a while, we got to take a break because some shit is just fucking funny. Listen to this, King. If you haven't heard it, this is Dave Chappelle talking about Jesse Smollett. Here it is.
Happens to best. I'll never forget what happened to that French actor. You know what I'm talking about? Juicy Smollett. He's a very French, very famous French actor. Y'all never heard of Juicy Smollett? Juicy Smollett is an actor from France. and he became famous on a show called Empire. One night, he was in Chicago late at night and was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack. You see, Juicy Smouillet is gay and he is black, not just French. Oh, it was a crazy story. Apparently, when he was walking down the street late at night, two white men came out of the shadows with MAGA hats on and beat him up. Tied a rope around his neck, called him all kinds of niggas, and put some bleach on him and ran off into the night. This shit was like international news. And everybody was furious, especially in Hollywood. It's all over everybody's Twitter feed and Instagram page. Justice for Juicy and all this shit. The whole country was up in arms. We were talking about it all the time on the news. And for some reason, African Americans, we were like oddly quiet. We were so quiet about this shit that the gay community started accusing African American community of being homophobic for not supporting him. What they didn't understand is that we were supporting him with our silence. Because we understood that this nigga was clearly lying. None of these details added up at all. He said he's walking down the street in Chicago and white dudes come up to him and say, "Hey man, aren't you that faggot nigger from Empire?" The fuck? Does that sound like how white people talk? No white people. They don't talk like that. Are you that faggot nigga from Empire? They would never say that. It sounds like something that I would say. If you're racist and homophobic, you're not even gonna know who this nigga is. You can't watch Empire. Black people never feel sorry for the police, but this time we even felt sorry for the police. Can you imagine if you was a police veteran taking this kid's police report? Okay, Mr. Smouillet, please tell me what happened. All right. Well, 2 a.m. You left the house at 2 a.m. It's minus 16 degrees. All right. You were walking. You were walking. All right. And where were you going? Subway. Sandwiches? That's when the men approached you? Did you see them? Do you have any? Okay, what do they have on? MAGA hats! MAGA hats on in Chicago? Excuse me 1 second, Mr. Smouillet. Frank, come here for a second. Find out where Kanye West was last night.
That is some funny shit with Juicy Smollett. Juicy. Oh, man.
That dude is hilarious, you know. Man. But when you think about it, this shit is funny because it's like, Jussie Smollett thought he could pull some shit and get away with it just because he's an actor, you know? It's like,
that's
dude,
right.
the shit that you pulled, you don't do that shit in real life. You know what I mean? Because it's not going to work, especially when there's cameras around that can pick up the footage and all that stuff, you know what I mean? And once again, he messed up. And now he's trying to say, he's trying to
pull the card and say that, oh, they're against him. You know what I mean? When technically he knew what he was doing all along, you know? So
right.
I just wish as black people, and not just us, but just everybody, just to make it clear, we just gotta do better, that's all. You know what I mean? We gotta do better. And shit, that's all I could say. But we gotta start expecting a handout. You know what I mean? You know? Mm-hmm. We always expect a handout. You know what I mean? Just like now, Joe Biden making everybody get off their ass and not do the work from home, remote work. He making everybody get back to work. You know what I mean? Everybody want to still sit at home. Everybody still want to collect the unemployment. Everybody still want to get the damn stimulus checks and shit. You know
right.
what I mean? And it's,
right.
It's a mess.
We got to stop owning the negative. I mean, and it's
yeah,
like we want to
yeah.
own it. When people talk about slavery, don't always think about it as black. It could be Jewish. It could be Asian, whatever. And even if they
yeah.
think of black, what does that
yeah.
do with you? Ain't no slave. No, I mean, you bought that cup of coffee and something like they call it, but the man's always keeping me down. You know, what pissed me off was when that crying motherfucker, a black coach who got fired this year, and then he said, well, I'm saying racism because you fired my black ass. They fired your black ass because you didn't have a winning season. They've been firing coaches every year but then he's going to go on a black tangent and put some shit on us and see if he can get over on us and say, yeah, you guys were
yeah.
looking for a cause? This is a cause. I'm a black coach. And I got fired
yeah.
because of my blackness. No, you got fired, motherfucker, because you lost some games and you didn't make the playoffs. But you're going to use,
yep.
okay, here's where we're going to weaponize our blackness, right? We're going to get some ignorant people,
yeah.
some ignorant black people, or some bored black people go on Twitter and everything. NFL is racist. And then I don't blame them because they're ignorant motherfuckers. Who I blame is the press. And the real TV people picking up that news and saying, all right, black coach was fired on a racist thing. It was not racist, motherfucker. You did not win games. I guarantee you, if you went to the Super Bowl, and I guarantee you, if you won a game, this conversation would not take place. And then black people saying, well, there's only two or three black coaches in the NFL. And it's like, okay. Well, I think the white owners should put more black coaches. Now, again, go back to what you just said. Are we tired of these handouts like, okay, now Whitey has to give us a pass. Okay, you little niggers. Okay, I hear the plea here. Let me hire some more black people for you so they'll shut your black mouths. And then black people can go, see, now the NFL is getting better. Same thing with the Academy, because they hired more black people. But the black coaches are losing because they don't have much experience because we're like the first and second, third one. But the NFL is getting better. So you're asking white people to give you a handout and all. Instead of saying this, all right, there's no black coaches. Instead of the black community, and there's some wealthy black community people. There are people with start companies and black banks and everything. And Magic Johnson did the best, who was part owner of the Dodgers, was part owner of the Lakers. There are some black people who say, let's get together and buy a team. Let's get some more. Instead of complaining about the black coaches, there are not enough black coaches in the NFL, let's start complaining at the NFL that they should open it up to more black owners. The coaches is not the issue here. The black ownership is the issue because you're dumb and you're not educated to say, well, yeah, let the white people go, okay, let's satisfy the ignorant people. Let's get some puppet black coaches in there. Let's hire three or four puppet black coaches in there. Will that make the black people happy? Another handout. Instead of black people saying, we want to change this shit, instead of asking the white people to give you a favor and you're complaining that they don't give you a favor or you're pissed off at them because they don't give you a favor. So now what you're going to do is you're going to tell the NFL saying, well, you're not giving us a handout, so we're going to go attack your sponsors. And we want Coca-Cola,
yeah.
we want McDonald's, we want everybody. And we're going to say, okay, everybody, now what we want to do is make sure you don't advertise for the NFL because of how I feel there should be more black coaches. Okay, what just happened here? Now we weaponized the bullshit, and now we're terrorists
yeah.
because now we're going to terrorize Coca-Cola that had nothing to do with this. We're going to terrorize McDonald's that had nothing to do with this because we eat there, so we think we're privileged enough to terrorize them. and let them know that you sponsor the NFL, and therefore you're responsible. If you still advertise with them, then you believe, then you're a racist too. So we weaponized the racism again. That's what we did. Instead of thinking, all right, you're right, let's take a look at this. There's no black, hardly any black coaches. It doesn't take a genius to say, because we don't have, there's hardly any black owners. It doesn't take a genius to get there. So let's start there. Let's petition the NFL to start opening up their little white boys club for black owners, Asian owners, Mexican owners, whatever owners. Let's open that club up, because we got a lot of black billionaires and millionaires. We got a lot of Jewish and Mexican millionaires and billionaires. So don't ask the white people to do you a favor to appease you. And if you're not appeased, then you're going to go after the sponsors, which had nothing to do with this shit. Because you're going to weaponize that bullshit because you are weak. If you're smart, you start pressuring the black banks, the black billionaires, and whatever, and say, we need more black owners. If you did that, it would fix the problem. Because then you would have black representation because you got black owners. You don't need a puppet black person. What we used to call them? God, back in the day. When they have a one or two black people, they call them, I can't remember what they call it, a token. We don't need a token black coach because the public is saying that you don't have any black NFL players. And really, who gives a fuck? Is this racism or what? Who cares if they don't have black owners or anything? You're trying to make it an NFL. It's a game. Can't you just enjoy the game? Do you have to have black representation? Everything and everything? Is that being racist? I don't know. Go ahead, King. I'm going to get myself a rest.
I don't know. It just seems like whenever we get our hands on something, we figure out some type of way to either say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, and then we mess it up, you know?
Right.
I mean, if we do get a – like right now, I think Kanye West and somebody else is trying to buy the Broncos or whatever.
Oh, we're getting
and,
it. Yeah.
That'd be nice if we do that. But if we're going to be representing and owning these kind of teams, then that means we have to let nonsense. Like, for an example, Kanye West, I understand he has some concerns about Kim Kardashian and who she's messing with around their kids. But you have to learn to keep off social media, you know? If you're gonna be trying to buy a team and be an owner of the Broncos, you got to keep your business away from that, you know? Because the worst and last thing you want to hear is, the Broncos is owned by Kanye West, but don't Kanye West have a problem and he be spazzing, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to hear that. Just like, you don't hear nothing about the current owner of the Broncos right now because he keeps his nose clean. So, we want to own these things and stuff. But for one, we just got to follow directions, man. You know, we got to keep our nose clean and follow directions, you know.
That's it. Lose the attitude. Quit being offended at every fucking thing. And just because somebody doesn't agree with you, quit saying racist and slavery and you don't know where I've been. What do you mean we don't know? You were born in 1989. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, we're so busy trying to own negative shit, make a negative point, make a point about negativity, then we weaponize it. And it only hurts us.
I agree. And
when
and
we
to
come
tie
back
that in with what you're saying, and to tie it all in, I'm just a firm believer. We've gotten so far away from God. It's sad now.
Right.
We've gotten so far away from God now, man. It's like
I agree with you.
They think everything that we do, God is supposed to accept it. You know.
Right.
We've gotten so far away from God, you know. I was in the middle of a Bible study a week ago,
And at the Bible study a couple of weeks ago, this lady asked, she said, do you think we've gotten closer to God or farther away from God? And at first I said closer to God because, I, you know, I feel like a lot of people have changed their life. But we started naming off things and we started doing our calculations and stuff. And the percentage is not the same. We've gotten farther away from God, you know. And the sad part is when you look around and see what's going on, you'll tell yourself, yeah, that sounds about right, you know. And with everything happening, we've gotten so far away from God now, you know, and it's sad.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, King, when we come back, because I got to take a break, and everybody, the great King Webb is here. And King is not only a businessman and a good businessman, really great, and he's on his way to greatness. I'm being honest with you. He's on his way to being one of these influencers as making your career happen. Not only that he's a producer and he's a great businessman, but he's also an artist, too. And his song is still available, Don't Get Caught in My Web, and I Don't Give a Damn. King Webb is here. And when we come back, we'd like to talk to King Webb and ask him some questions. And when King is the original Morning Crew. The Morning Crew people who are still listening knows what that means. And that means a person who supports the show. No, it doesn't mean a person who supports the show, meaning my friend and a person who makes the show go forward. That is the requirement of the Morning Crew. And King makes the show go forward. That's the qualifications of being a Morning Crew. First, you have to be our friend, and then we let you in at the Morning Crew. Yeah. And I want to thank him, and God bless him for that. So when we come back,
amen.
We're going to come back a little bit, and we're going to talk about why I got on this tangent. If you're an old dude, you'll know about Monty Python. I never understood Monty Python, but it was funny. White people loved it. Black people going, what the fuck is this? Well, Gleese. We're going to talk about him. He's one of the characters of Mighty Python, one of the actors who plays the character in Monty Python. Well, he's in trouble, but he's also a comedian. And you're going to be really surprised why he's in trouble. It's what King and I were talking about. Some black people want to own shit. And then we're going to talk about what's going on with Kanye West. Why is he up there fighting with Pete Davidson? Why is Pete Davidson tweeting something about, I'm in bed with your wife, Kim? What the fuck is going on with that? And then there's a story you're not going to believe. So that, you know, you pet lovers are nutty people. Common sense, if I had a kid and a kid says, oh, that's a puppy. I go, yes, that's a puppy. Let me go pet the puppy. No, you're not petting the puppy. Why can't I pet the puppy? Because you don't know what trauma that puppy went to. Well, the story, my fears came true, where this lady got her face eaten off. You're not going to believe that story. Yeah, her face was eaten off, and she's still alive to talk about it. We're going to go with that story. So you're listening to Hammer Radio Network, 96.7 Hammer Radio, along with the celebrity guest, Mr. King Webb. And again, you're missing out if you never heard Don't Get Caught in My Web, and I Don't Give a Damn. And we'll be playing that, too. Right now, I do have a song set up, but we'll be playing that, too. Stay tuned and listen to that. I play the song a lot, but if I got a new audience, a new hour, you're in for a treat. Stay tuned for I Don't Give a Damn. And in the meantime, we'll be right back after this song. Hammer has to take a breaky. We'll be right back.
I found a love for me. Well, darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. Just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you heart is all I own, and in your eyes you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath that you heard it. Darling, you look perfect tonight. Well, I found a woman stronger than anyone I know. She shares my dreams. I hope that someday I'll share her home. I found a love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own.
Celebrity guest, Mr. King Webb. So, again, Mighty Python, if you're an older, you know what Mighty Python is. You know, they're funny, they're British. Well, John Cleese is one of the members of Mighty Python. You know who he is if you're a fan of Python. The reason I came back on the air today, because his story is the reason I came. Going back to King and I were talking about, why do black people own shit? Negative shit instead of owning businesses. I mean, fuck, we had a black president, for Christ's sake. The most popular woman in the world is Michelle Obama. And then some of you, I'm not going to go into that. Anyway, some of you guys call her Michael. And you guys snicker all you want to. King will probably will. King will probably will. Anyway. But anyway, let's go back. So he gets in trouble. John Cleese has the mic taken away after making slavery jokes. So he made a slavery joke, so they took away his mic. He was at a function, and he made a slavery joke. Here's what happened. And this is what I'm trying to say. The man had a great career. The man's about, what is he, 120? He's about 78 years old. People laugh at his shit. So one thing, and now it's a big thing. So here it is. They claim that he took away his microphone because he was on stage at an event after he made a controversial joke. Just a joke. The joke was about slavery. You can't even joke about the shit. I mean, y'all are talking about free press, free speech, free this, free that. But as soon as somebody says something you don't like, it's not free no more. It's going to cost you your job. It's not free. The comedian and actor was attending a John Cleese in conversation event. This was in Austin, Texas on March 11th. Other comedians were there. I can say their name. You don't know who they are. Who gives a shit? So here, this is what happened. Cleese said, you know, people get competitive about it, you know, about this business of being oppressed. That's what he said. He goes, you do know the British have been slaves twice, right? So, and he was talking about the British people. They were slaves at one time. According to the Hollywood Reporter, Sloan, who was a black comedian, took away Cleese's micro, saying, "I save comics whose career I respect." Cleese continued, regardless, adding, "I want reparations from Italy," which is a joke, people. Black people want reparations for shit. Okay, it was a joke. Can't even joke anymore. It was a bit, people. Fine, it may not be funny to some of y'all. It was a joke. But apparently y'all been taking shit way too seriously and everything. So here's what happened. "I want reparation from Italy. It was a joke." He continued. "And then the Normans came over in 1066. They were horrible people from France, and they colonized us for 30 years, meaning they enslaved the British." The Normans did. You know the Normans. Norman Bates and the Normans. Anyway, they came over 30 years. "And we need reparations there too, I'm afraid." Well, he's joking again, because they enslaved us. "Well, we need some payment for the slavery business. It must be good business going on here." Making light of the situation, as Cleese continued, in spite of his fellow comedians trying to stop him, the moderator, Dan Pasternak, told the audience, "And this is why your phones are locked up." Whatever. So he continues. He said, "The thing is, I'm going to be dead soon," Cleese said. Explaining his remarks, "That's why I'm in favor of global warming. I don't want to be cold ever again." Another joke. So the global warming people were getting upset. "You're in favor of global warming?" He goes, "Yeah, because I don't want to be cold ever again." Again, a joke. This is what's happening in our society nowadays. At the end of last year, John said he was planning on making a formal complaint against the BBC about the deception and dishonesty in the tone of an interview he did with a journalist. So it goes on and on and on. That was not quite the thing. So the black comedian was saying, you know, we were oppressed and everything, and basically he said, "Well, we were slave too. We were slave too. And we want reparations for it." And the bottom line is what we're saying, and he got in trouble. And later he said, "It was a joke, everybody. It was a stunt that we were playing," and people got so upset. Now we're talking about oppression now. This is a real serious story. Here it is. This happened. These are white people who look like they fucked their sister, and then they fucked their brothers, and then they fucked their sister again. That's what they look like, inbreds. Hey, I call them as I see them. And I apologize to my inbred audience. I love you very much. You guys listen to my show all the time. I love the inbreds. Thank you. And this is a true story. This is out of Jacksonville. This was Monday. And they're white people. And this is what the headlines. "We didn't think we were being oppressed," victims say, "at the Jacksonville church school functioning like a cult." They didn't think they were oppressed people. No. Of course, they do public beatings and abuse and humiliation, but, you know, that goes to the service. If you don't want that, no shoes, no shirt, you get no service. But if you want the service, we're going to beat you, we're going to humiliate you, and we're going to abuse you. Hey, that's what we do. But they didn't realize that they were oppressed. They're claiming that they're oppressed people. 8 women say this was their reality during the time they spent at a Jacksonville church and a school during their youth. That's when they were teenagers. Church time. Church time. Church story. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office believes the alleged abuse at the Jacksonville Assembly of the Body of Christ went on for more than 30 years, and there could be more victims. You know, imagine doing that shit in the name of God. I mean, I cannot think of any other crime. I mean, that, and this is why people are going, I don't believe the church, because assholes like this, they abuse people, children, everything in the name of God. This is the church. Now, before you Catholics out there, and I mean Catholics, but you Catholics going, oh, my God, that's right. Shut up, you. You're still going to church when the priest is butt-fucking little Timmy, and you're not saying shit. And they just move the priest around and the nuns and all that shit that's going on. So don't be, oh, my God, this is happening. It happens, dude. And you're still going to church. You're still going to the Catholic church where they're taking money, blood money from mobsters. Dear Father, you know, like Vito, hey, Father, here's $100, here's $100,000. My son, Vito, where'd you get this? Forget about it. Oh, by the way, Nikki No-Nos will not be in service next week. And that's my impression. How was I? There you go. Fine. I don't have a mafia joke audience. They get it. Back to the story. I thought I was great. Anyway, three pastors were charged with sexual capital battery, and they could face life in prison if convicted. One of the pastors that was arrested included the church founder, Paul Dial, D-Y-A-L, Dial. He was put behind bars in Jacksonville last week on charges of capital sexual battery. Wow. Two other men associated with the church, Vernon, you know, I'm always scared of, there's certain names that I'm afraid of that bring the hairs on my neck. When I hear names like Buford, Vernon, Wyatt, Benny, these are names I say, I'm going to be warned about these people. Something about these names make my back of my neck, the hair stand up. But let's forget that and move on. Two other men associated with the church, Vernon Williamson and Jerome Testendorf, they were arrested in Oklahoma on the same charges. The victim of their alleged abuse, who represented it by John M. Phillips, talked to the First Coast News about their experience with the church. While they could not go into detail regarding the specific abuse, well, each one of them shared what it was like attending the church in the 70s, 80s, and the 90s. They claimed children were groomed and mistreated, especially women and girls. Hey, so far it sounds like society. What did they do? Children, have you ever been to a store lately and you've seen that little bastard in the aisle who broke the peanut butter and the mother's whipping their ass? And you just want to cheer on the mother to whip the kid harder? Guilty. What do they mean by abused? What do they mean by mistreated? They compared the church to a cult and said that the members were forced to attend school and church 7 days a week. Okay. One victim said she saw children get beaten in front of the class. I remember when that was called recess for me back in the day. I always getting swatted. Brian, yeah, before you go to recess, I'm going to swat you on your butt. All right. I thought it was that all kids get that swat before they go play. Who knew I was being abused? Okay. She also mentioned how there was public humiliation. Public humiliation. Who's one of us children has not been humiliated by our parents in any kind of way? Who among us or teenage years that our parents did not embarrass us in some way or another? Whether they're singing too loud in a car, whether they're screaming at us when our friends were there, whether they're acting a fool, who has not been humiliated? I need more evidence. It's easy to say all this stuff because it makes the headlines. Abused, humiliated, especially children and girls. You know, you want to hear that. Dun, 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 dun. And then when you really read it, it's like, well, maybe I'm cynical. That's what kind of abuse are you talking about? Getting beaten in class? That was daily with me. And that was on a good day. Being humiliated by my parents? Oh, you never met my dad. Again. I just thought that was normal. I thought all dads were assholes. Let's continue. And what else did they do? Public humiliation? Okay. One person said they were prohibited from being in contact with anyone outside the church. Really? Oh, this is you horrible, horrible church. Really? One of the reasons why is that outsiders were labeled as evil. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. They described life at the church and school as an episode of The Handmaid's Tale. Why are these kids watching The Handmaid's Tale? What parents are watching these kids? What parents are letting these kids watch The Handmaid's Tale? I haven't seen it. Heard it's a good film. I heard it's like a love story and how men should treat women. I don't know. I never seen the movie before. I must look into it further. One of the victims said that she is Jerome. Let me read this again, because now we're getting into a transgender kind of a foreign area. One of the victims says she is Jerome's former stepdaughter. Oh, okay. Jerome, going back to the story, is one of the church founders. Lisa Stroud said the 60-year-old was controlling and governed with fear. Controlling and governed with fear? Remember back in the day when the mothers used to do that? And they said, you're going to get it. You wait till your dad get home. That was the story. You wait till your father gets home. You're going to get it then. And then you had to wait 6 hours until he gets home so you can get it over with. And your dad was so tired and said, you know, fuck it. I'll get you tomorrow. All right, Dad. That was governed by fear. Fathers say that all the time. I think mothers say it more than fathers. I'm going to beat your ass. Sometimes they just throw a shoe. That can consider it a deadly weapon. Strauss said the suspected pastor would tap into her phone line so he could hear every conversation she was having. This is what they're calling abuse. I call this good parenting. There is no different than you mothers giving your kids the phone, but you have the GPS on the phone, and you have their information on the phone, who's texting them, who's not texting them, and all this kind of bullshit. You know where they are. To me, it's the same thing. Here's what she also said. We didn't think we were being oppressed because we didn't have any knowledge of what was going on. So the kids are claiming that they've been oppressed in this home because this is what's happening to them. And then one oppressed kid said, you had a phone? Yeah. Well, we were oppressed, but we couldn't have a phone, said the oppressed kid. You had food? Yes. We didn't even have food except on Sundays when we went to church and we got some fried chicken, said the oppressed kid. Let's continue. We didn't think we were being oppressed because we didn't have any knowledge of what was going on the outside. The lawyers who are representing the 8 women said they are working with the state attorney's office. They believe there are more suspects out there. The attorneys are expecting more victims to come. Victims? I didn't see any crime here. I don't see any crime here. It is all unorthodox. We're saying, well, the people on the outside are evil. Well, you racist motherfuckers are saying that about us every day. Is it a crime? They're saying outside of this church or outside of this home, people are out to get you. We say that all the time to our kids. You got to be careful. Be home by 10 because nothing good happens after 2 a.m. It's supposed to scare us. But we tell them the same fear because, especially in the black community, Don't let the popo get you. Forget about, you know, black community, we like the boogeyman. You know, we'll buy his CDs and we'll buy his streamline. We'll do that. We're not afraid of the boogeyman. We're afraid of the popo man. That's the guy who's going to get you. It's the popo man. The boogeyman is not going to stop your car, pull you over, and ask you where you're going. He just runs in front of the car, go boo, and you could drive over that motherfucker. Nobody's afraid of the boogeyman. We're afraid of the popo. And we say that to our children all the time. Be careful. Don't do this. Don't do this. There's crazy people out there. You're in the wrong neighborhood. Don't be hanging around with Willy Willy. And don't be hanging around with Leroy, because you know Leroy's up to no good. We say that all the time. So where's the case? Where's the case? Again, these kids are claiming to their attorneys that they've been oppressed, and they all related. The granddaughter, the step-granddaughter, this granddaughter, the daughter. And they're complaining that they listen to my phone. Then if you can't, here's my little thing. You're worried that they're listening to your phone? Then that tells me they bought that phone. And if they bought that phone, they can do anything they want with their phone. They can put a listening device in it and everything. Quit complaining. You want to quit complaining? Buy your own damn phone. And this is what we were talking about, owning the negativity shit. Owning this and residing, then you're going to weaponize it. Well, you bought me this phone, and I'm going to say how bad you are because you won't let me speak to it after 10. You won't let me download shit. I can't go on TikTok or TikTok. I can't go on Instagram. You are just oppressing me. No, motherfucker. You are on their you're on their plan. Get off their plan and be an independent and get your own shit. And then you don't have to worry about being oppressed. But you, instead of you working hard and getting off your own shit, you want to sit there and say, I'll take the handout, motherfucker, but I don't want you to tell me what to do. Well, it doesn't work that way. Even when we're brought up in a house, my father used to say, this is my house. And I knew it was his house. It said it right there on the mailbox. And when the bills came on, it says, Brian's father's house. Everybody knew it was his house. Even a stranger didn't even know. That's that black dude's house, Brian. Brian's father's house. Dad, you don't have to keep telling me this is my house. Yes, I'm thinking it is. But what that means is this is my house, meaning my rules. What? What are you talking about, Dad? Yeah, my rules, my food, my refrigerator, my toilet paper. I can even tell you how to wipe your ass. You know what I'm saying? I own that toilet paper. Now, if you want to wipe your ass longer, you go out and buy your own toilet paper, right? So then here's what a nigga would do. Okay, well, I don't like it at your house, and I'm going to move soon because I'm 45. Sorry, sometimes I crack my own self up. But I'm going to lose soon, but I don't like the way you run your house. I don't like these rules. And just for that, I'm going to go up in my room and I'm going to shut the door and lock the door. Hey, get out of my house. Instead of you complaining about your situations that somebody gave you, and this is what niggas want to complain about. You're going to complain about a situation that somebody gave you instead of you getting your shit together and getting out so you don't have to take this situation. There's another option. What's the other option? Work, motherfucker. Fade, motherfucker. If you don't like the rules, go somewhere where you can make your own rules, right? But no, you're going to sit there and you're going to be oppressed. Like these kids are saying to their fathers and everything, and they put charges as there's some fucking stupid attorney saying that these kids were oppressed living in this guy's house who gave them that damn phone. This is where we get a little crazy and a little cuckoo. Instead of saying, here's your phone, motherfucker, I got a job at Roscoe's Chicken Waffles, and I make $400 a week because they're paying me $15 an hour. I got my own line. I got my own phone. I don't have to worry about no motherfucker listening. I don't have to worry about my father listening to my phone because I'm not giving my father my phone number. If he wants to call me, he can open the door and say, Brian, get in the house. He just called me. I can put him on hold, and here's how I put him on hold. Brian, get in the house. I put him on hold. What? I just put his ass on hold. What? I said, get in the house. I just put him on pause again. What do you say? Now, I got to prepare for the beating, But I just put his ass on hold. I don't even have to give him my phone number. That's how it works. How it works. So cut it out. Quit complaining about the system that you proudly take. And another example. Well, I'm on welfare. You're on welfare. You're 26 years old. Yeah, I'm on welfare. So I get the script money. I actually had this conversation with somebody. I go, yeah. Hey, Brian, why don't you do me a favor? What? See, I cannot buy alcohol with this shit. Okay, that's good. You shouldn't be drinking. No, you don't get it. I'm on welfare, and I got the script money. I got these EBT or whatever the fuck it is, and I can't buy alcohol, and I'm thirsty. Uh-huh. Hey, would you want to buy the script money for me? I go, what the fuck am I going to do with script money? And there's people selling that shit. What the fuck am I going to do with that script money? Now you're going to get me in trouble with the federal government because I'm up here going to getting script shit that I shouldn't be on, but you're going to try to tell me you're going to sell me your script shit so I can give you some cash so you can get some alcohol. Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. No, motherfucker, don't. Because if I took that money and I took that script shit and I'm going to try to cash it in, next thing you know, I got the boogeyman, the black boogeyman, which is the popo, on my ass committing fraud, all because you're too stupid, all because you're too lazy to get off the system. So instead of trying to get off the system, you're going to try to beat the system, or you're going to criminalize the system to your benefit and then complain about the system that you gladly took. Nobody forced you on that. And then you're going to go on and you're going to blast and then you're going to go on and promote how the system is bad or African Americans are being on this system and it's racist instead of getting off the system, which is the easy thing to do because you're not supposed to be living on the system in the first place, motherfucker. And it's the same thing with this about the oppressed thing, the same thing about we can't even tell a joke anymore because you want to own the shit. So if there's any lessons about this show that you want to take, you reap what you sow. If you decide to go, hey, Brian, check out this girl. I go, what are you looking at? Oh, that crack hole over there. You're looking at a crack hole? Yeah, because she'd be easy to get in bed with. All I have to do is tease her with some crack, and she'll do anything I want. Yeah. See, that's easy. I bought this crack for $30. But this other expensive hole over there, that hole is charging like $250. I go, okay. Well, I'll just tease her with some crack. Okay. You go ahead and do that. It's like he's a fish, like you put some crack in the end of a string and he pulls it. And she's following him. So he does it. Then you get a call a week later. Brian, my dick fell off. Your dick fell off? You know, then he has the nerve to get mad at the crack hole. That fucking bitch, that crack hole son of a bitch, made my dick fall off. How about you? No, I went with the expensive. I went with the expensive hole. She's clean. I paid a little bit of money. You tried to do the bargain thing, and now you got no dick, and now you have the nerve to get mad at this crack hole who gave you not only STDs, she made your dick fall off, she probably gave you COVID. Because you're trying to cut corners.
Man.
And then you have the nerve to get mad at her. And then you had the nerve to get mad at her. You took the system. You took what was there. You tried to do this. You knew that the first sign was that she was her nose was running and she was coughing half the time. And she had no ear. But you decided to say that's attractive. Because you wanted to have sex with a crack hoe. You can't blame nothing but yourself. So therefore, instead of trying to get the system and say, I better get another job so I can afford a more affordable hoe, you decided to stay with it. This is what I'm going to do because this is how it is. And it's not how it is. So you can't complain if you take the system. And if you take the system, you can't complain like, I want to buy alcohol. System doesn't tell you to buy alcohol. I can't buy no alcohol? No. Then don't take the system. Don't take it and then complain about it. Don't take a job and that you're really attractive and there's nothing but men out there, and then you have the nerve to go, well, I took the job and it pays $50,000 a year, and these men just stare at me all the damn time. Yeah? Well, I can't handle that. So all I'm going to do is I'm not going to quit the job, mind you. I'm going to complain to HR, and I'm going to change this system, and that they're not going to be looking at me no more. Aren't you the same hoe that at Friday you get in your car, you dress, and you put that, and you dress into this nice low-cut blouse with the makeup on, high heels, and everything? You go, yeah, but yeah, I see. But yet you're going to complain when another man looks at you and everything. Yeah, because I'm trying to do my job. Well, them just staring at you is preventing you from doing your job, from preventing you from doing other people's taxes, or preventing you from doing real estate. Because I'll tell you what, when was the last time you saw a real estate lady who weighed 450 pounds, has a mustache, and is going to show you a house? Because these real estate women do the same thing. They dress down. They do sexy things for you to say, hey, I look good, so the house looks good. So some things you have to accept. When was the last time you saw a fat receptionist with a mole on her face? You don't. When was the last time you go to a massage parlor and instead of seeing that beautiful Asian girl, you got a sumo wrestler, a woman sumo wrestler who weighs about 400 pounds and slapping your ass? You don't. If you accept the system, shut the fuck up. Don't complain about the system. Don't try to change the system. And don't be blasting the system. Get away from the system. That's the answer. And just too many people, and especially in the black community, I'm black and I'm proud and I'm black and I love black women, I love black men, but I am just sick and tired of us taking scraps for people just giving us little scrappies and we're proud that we could take them. Yeah, I want to see a black. There's no black coaches in the NFL, so we're going to call the white owners. We demand more coaches instead of saying, wait a minute, we want more black ownership. But we're not going to do that. We're not thinking that far. We're going to always ask for the little handouts that white people give us. Okay, you little ninnies. Okay, you little niggas. You guys are complaining. Okay, next season, we're going to hire 6 more black coaches so you guys will shut the fuck up. Thank you, white owner. We appreciate it. And even though those coaches are going to lose every season, thank you, sir. Thank you for the welfare, sir. Thank you. Oh, one more thing. While I'm on welfare, you mind if I get some liquor? No, you can't get any liquor, Brian. Okay, so thank you. I just appreciate you, the government. And then you know what's going to happen? Okay, then next month you're going to be a little late on the check, and then I'm going to get pissed off. Where's my check? I've been waiting for my check. And now you're going to get a little mad because the mail is a little late, so you're going to get mad at the government. You promised me that check. Where's the motherfucking check? And you're not thinking that you should not be saying, where's my motherfucking check? Well, you should be saying that to the corporate that you're going to be working for, Nabisco or Coca-Cola or Pepsi. Yes, that's who you be. But you should not be saying that. You should be ashamed of yourself saying that from the government. It's not a proud thing. You should be ashamed. Because, and then you're the same nigga that's talking about slavery. Well, guess what? Guess who's your master? Uncle Sam is your new master. Because you are now a slave to the government, because you're counting on the government for your paycheck. You're counting on your government for your housing. You're counting on the government for your schooling. You're counting on the government for whatever. Uncle Sam is your massa. So if you're busy talking about, hey, that's slavery. Hey, that's bullshit. Hey, that's racist. Well, you can't say that. Because who owns your black ass now? I want you to meet him, Uncle Sam. He owns your black ass. Now, if you wanna break free from being a slave, then you do the thing that you need to do to be independent. Because when you're independent, nobody tells you what to do. Nobody tells you what to date, who to date. And you don't have to go out with that hoe, that crackhead. And you could tell Uncle Sam to shove it up Uncle Sam's fucking asshole. You do have that option. That option is there. But if you want to continue being a slave, well, don't complain on the plantation because you're going to upset the other slaves. And we don't want the other slaves to be upset because you're unhappy and because you want a drinky. That's a really solution, everybody. You do have options. And God gave us the options. Even God gave us the option. The Lord says, follow my word, follow my teaching, follow my prophecy. Therefore, you will be saved. Therefore, happy ending ever after. Don't follow what I say and this and this and this. And then you'll be talking to the other guy. And by the way, the other guy used to be my friend, but we're no longer friends. We don't talk anymore. But you follow him. And then you have the nerve to get mad at God? You have the nerve, well, really, God? Really, Lord? I mean, really? Just because I sin and I'm doing this, I'm doing everything against what you said, really you don't like me anymore? You're supposed to love everybody. And God say, well, I do love everybody. I do. But doesn't mean that I accept what you do. If I'm giving you the rules of, you know, this and this and this, and I promise you, if you do this, this, and this, you will have this, the riches and the treasures. But if you're the motherfucker who comes in, now I don't think God says that, but I'm just saying, maybe God lawyer does, but if you're one of these people who say, okay, and you trample everything I believe in, and you're telling everybody, blasphemy is good, sinning is great, and use my name in vain, God damn it, and this, it's great. And then you have the nerve to say, okay, Lord, I'm ready to go to heaven. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Oh, I thought you were the forgiving God. I didn't say I forgive. I love you. I'm not going to forgive that shit you just said. I'm not going to forgive that shit that you just fucked that little 9-month-old kid. No, that's not what we do here. And you expect me to forgive that shit? No, I don't forgive that shit, but I love you. Now go talk to this other guy that I don't talk to anymore. I even blocked him from my phone. Mr. Satan. You can't have it both ways. If you're going to go with the system, stay with the system. And shut your fucking mouth. If you don't like the system, get out of the system. Done. I'm going to go for a break. Before I go to break, I want to talk to King because King probably has something to say about this. And when we come back, it'll be a lady who got her face eaten. Go ahead, King. And then we'll talk a little bit about Kanye West before I go. Go ahead, King. You have something to say about that with the Lord, especially with the Lord? And I mean, am I accurate or how wrong am I?
I mean, just live your life right, you know what I mean? You know, live your life right and just make sure you give thanks to God every day, you know? I mean,
right.
Days promised, you know what I mean? So, I mean, you can't go out there being good and being bad at the same time, you know? You gotta pick a side and stay with it, you know?
Right. And if you choose to go the other way, you can't expect God to save you. God is giving you an option here called free will. It's up to you. Sometimes good people make bad decisions, and sometimes bad people make good decisions. Which one are you? Are you a good guy that makes bad decisions? Are you a bad guy and make good decisions? Think about it. Who are you? And once you find out who you are, then accept who you are. If you're a bad guy, accept who you are. If you're a good guy, accept who you are. And as I promised you guys, King Webb is going. We're going to have one more break, and we're going to come back about the woman. Everybody loves pets. I love pets. I got a doggy. But maybe not every doggy loves you. This woman got her face eaten. You're not going to believe this story. I'll try to read it with a straight face because it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. And we're going to go through those two. And then don't forget Kanye West. What the fuck? Yeah. I'm in here with celebrity guest, Mr. King Webb. I did not give you the phone number. I usually give you a phone number because our show is almost about to end, as you can see right now. But I do want to cover those stories. But if you want to get some tips on the music business, how to break into music business, or if you think you have what it takes to look for a representation, you got to call in and talk to Mr. King Webb. He has the facts, folks, and he doesn't bullshit you. And if you'd like to call in the show, it's easy. It's 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. That's the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Call on in. We'd like to talk to you. If you're going through the divorce, let us know what's happening with you. And if you'd like to be on the show, we do interviews. It's a piece of cake. All you have to do is if you want to reach me, you can email me at Hammer, A-O-D, like Angel of Darkness, Hammer, A-O-D, at gmail.com. You can email me and say you like, I do interviews. I do great interviews. They're amazing. There are amazing interviews that I do, and you can have them for a lifetime. It will legitimize you as far as being an artist or a business person, because once you've been on the radio, you have been legitimized. Ain't that right, King? Here we go. And King Webb, and King will tell you in about 10 minutes how to get a hold of him and get your career off the ground, or something's going on with your career, help you fix it. That's what he's here for. Well, he's here to be as my friend, but he has some talent there. Everybody, you've been waiting for this for a long time. Here we go. King Webb, I don't give a damn, and we'll be right back to finish off with those stories about Kanye West and a woman who got her face eaten off. You listen to Hammer Radio Network, 96.7. We'll be right back.
Again. If any of you motherfuckers fuck with me or not. Okay. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all busters don't know why they should be. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. Got it, stay focused, just fans got it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. I'm setting these goals and damn it, I don't need it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me.
Y'all fuck boys making no noise. You talk toys cause you talk silence. Sometimes you get up on my hand up. I disregard you and that's enough. And it's rough. You bluff on the cold shoulder. You really think that I care? I've been riding in dolo. Still looking for the promo. And you know them pyro. Technics, but technically my ethics be right aligned where it's supposed to be. Trying to give these groceries for the kids and the families to get off these. Only use my knees for the Lord who created me. And it isn't no beast. Got a statue throwing mad peace woman Velveeta. I don't need a real hard. Security shame with Tina. Sit with Anina. Or even a diva. I'm good in the seasons. They're not safe. And to keep that BS away. Y'all trying to run pockets like TSA. Then look for the real way like I'm EA. Y'all fools ain't gonna play me like I'm EA. That's the NBA with the 2K. That's why I'm out like a suitcase. You don't want to flip a win like a toupee. And I feel that bullet that gon' make souffle. And I might seem strange, but I don't throw shade. And I'll get what I owe someday. Let's win another all-world way. But just for today, this is what I'm gonna say.
Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all busters don't know why they should be. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. You gotta stay focused, just fans got it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. I'm setting these goals and damn it, I don't need it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me.
My past back there going to get smashed. There's no more drama with my dad. Long time and no see. Too bad, wanna bring my family together. I'm like, fuck it, whatever now. Thanks for turning your back on me. Make me shake and throw my problems with bacon. Bunch of fucking pretty with no revelation. Haters still hating with their low education. Screw what you heard, ain't salvation. Rich motherfuckers stay fucking up with no shit. You ain't gotta fuck with Red, yo. I've been talking shit, yeah, I know. Get my feeling on me. Damn, bro, last night we was sipping that wine, though. Got a problem with me, then step up.
If not, don't waste your breath, bruh. You fuck the web, not rep, mate. Doing six thugs and doing the damn thing. Changing places, I need that space, staying educated. Hitting all bases, it's time to do what I feel for you. So fuck, see y'all been left to sleep. If I get stacks, don't stack. Don't pin me with your 360 contract back. One this, two this, or excuse me, miss. Rappers nowadays look this and snitch. Keep my name out your mouth. Let's be rich, or just be hella fake. Kissing like a snake, greeting with a smile and a handshake. That shit bitch made. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all fuckers don't know why they shit get sweet. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. You gotta stay focused, just fam, got it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. I'm setting these goals and damn it, I don't need it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me.
Shit, all you motherfuckers claiming to fuck with me. Like me, but you don't like me. If y'all don't kill yourself.
The King Web, everybody. I don't give a damn. That's it. Man, has going on over 200,000 downloads. Y'all missing out if you don't have a download. You know, I'm telling this story. So, you know, I love dogs. You got to be careful if you have kids because kids love puppies. This is what happened to this one lady. Here's the headline. Dog sitter recovering after losing face in a horrific dog attack. The horrific dog attack. This is Jacqueline. There she is. No face Jacqueline now. That's what they call her. Jacqueline Duran. Her face was nearly erased 2 days before Christmas and 1 day before her 22nd birthday. I don't know who she's going to date. I don't know who's going to be proud to say, hey, I'm dating No Face. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it could be like a criminal in Marvel. And she's 22. And we all think we have problems. She had no face. By the way, I quit smoking. How's my voice? Because I quit smoking. Anyway, it happened when a dog sitting job, she took a dog sitting job in Texas. It's a suburb. It's called Coppell, Texas. It's a suburb of Dallas. Took the job. In fact, I think there's audio on this. I don't know what the audio is, but here it is. Okay, it's a good audio. Here's what happens. Here's what happened to No Face Jacqueline.
This next story begins with a horrific tragedy, and that is the word horrific, but it's not about that. Our lead national correspondent, David Begno, is here because David, I heard you say it's really about strength, it's about love, and most importantly, it's about hope.
Bingo, bingo. Good morning, Gail. First, a warning. Part of the story we're about to show you is hard to watch. May not be...
Uh-oh. We got to warn you, which really means is, who's going to... I want to know one person in this world when they say, we got to warn you, it's hard to watch, that they turn off the TV. They're calling their friends right now. Hey, King, there's some shit going on TV because they're going to warn us. What, they're going to warn us? And now we're going to listen to it. Shut up with the warning. But let's listen to the story.
The next story begins with a horrific tragedy, and that is the word horrific. But it's not about that. Our lead national correspondent, David Begno, is here because, David, I heard you say it's really about strength, it's about love, and most importantly, it's about hope.
Bingo, bingo. Good morning, Gail. First, a warning. Part of the story we're about to show you is hard to watch, may not be suitable for all children. But this is a story about what happened to 22-year-old Jacqueline Duran, a college student and an experienced dog sitter in North Texas.
Nice looking girl.
She was mauled by two dogs. We have never before seen video of her rescue, which saved her life. but not before the dogs changed her face forever. I want you to know we spent the last 2 months following this story, her recovery. She's got a long road ahead. But she said to us, I have a story to tell, and I want people to hear it. And she hopes you'll listen. Jacqueline Duran's face was nearly erased 2 days before Christmas and 1 day before her 22nd birthday. It happened on a dog-sitting trip gone horrifically wrong in the Dallas, Texas suburb of Coppell.
I see her feet right there.
First responder body camera video shows the two dogs who attacked her holding the police at bay, leaving Jacqueline agonizing for help.
We can't make entry because of the dogs.
The dogs, in the instant after she opened the door, were not like the lovely dogs Jacqueline said she had met once before.
Ma'am, can you hear me? Are you the only one inside? Is the big dog right next to you?
Lucy, a German Shepherd mix, and Bender, a boxer pit bull, pinned her down and tore off her nose, ears, lips, and cheeks to the bone. So the dogs dropped.
That is horrific. I never want to hear that again or see that again. Let's just replay this. Here we go.
Met once before.
Ma'am, can you hear me? Are you the only one inside? Is the big dog right next to you?
Lucy, a German Shepherd mix, and Bender, a boxer pit bull, pinned her down and tore off her nose, ears, lips, and cheeks to the bone.
So the dogs dragged you from the front door to the living room.
Yes.
What do you remember about where they were attacking you?
My leg, my arm, my face the most, especially when I felt the skin hanging from my face. I thought I was going to die.
From the time police arrived, 37 minutes passed before first responders felt safe going in. A medic rescued Jacqueline and ran out with her. She was rushed to a trauma center in grave condition. She had lost 30% of the blood in her body. It was a blessing, really, that she was even found alive at all. When the dogs rushed her, the door was left open, and that triggered a security alarm at the home of Justin and Ashley Bishop.
Have you had any problems with dogs?
Zero.
The Bishops told police the dogs came into their home from rescue organizations.
I have three kids, you know, one's 3 years old. I know, no history of violence, none.
But the words crazy dogs on a sign about a sleeping baby hanging on their front door is one indicator of negligence. That is according to a lawsuit filed by Chip Brooker, Jacqueline's attorney.
The warning on the front door to me, I think, suggests that the Bishops knew that both of these dogs had acted aggressively to people arriving at the front door.
You're trying to build this case of negligence. What do you have to prove that?
What we have to prove is an examination of the dogs that we did after this attack, which we believe shows that the dogs were dangerous and had vicious propensities.
The Bishops turned down a request by CBS News for an interview, but in a statement they said they were heartbroken about what happened. The police videos show how cautious officers were even when trying to contain the dogs, particularly Bender. Once at the hospital, emergency surgery lasted for 7 hours before Jacqueline's parents, John and Shirley Duran, heard from one of the doctors.
She had to be resuscitated on the trauma table.
Multiple times.
Describe for me the moment you first saw her after the attack.
I was just glad to see her alive. Her whole face was totally bandaged. They had her in an induced coma for over a week.
Must have been somewhat deceiving because the bandages really covered up the worst of it.
It did. Exactly. It really did.
I just kept telling her that she was a miracle and that she was going to be restored. She will be.
When we met Jacqueline 7 weeks after she had been in the hospital, doctors had grafted skin from her buttocks and her forehead to start the process of
I mean, what kind of horrible. They grafted skin from her buttocks, so now she got butt face. Oh. Yeah, I'm not going to make light of that. King, are you laughing? I'm not going to make light of that.
But I mean, I'm not laughing at the lady, but
right
now with so much weird shit going on in the world, my question is, what what's the other half of the story? You know, we heard her half of the story, but what's the other half of the story? Like, how long has she had the dog? Was she ever beating the dog? Was she ever feeding the dog? Like, what else is the story? You know what I mean? Because
well, she was, remember, she was house sitting, so it wasn't her dogs.
Yeah.
It was the people's dogs who laid at the house, so she was house sitting there, and then the dogs attacked her.
Okay,
but
now
you're
we're
right. What
somewhere.
Are those other people been doing?
Okay.
But you did bring up a point. What about those other people? How they were treating them dogs? You're right.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're getting somewhere. So my only question is, did those people ever be honest with her and tell her that, well, you know, my dog has been mistreated? So, you know, but the only thing is, if you don't know this dog, you never been around this dog very much, why would you put yourself in that predicament? You know what I mean? You know?
You're right.
I don't know. It's a lot of questions that come to mind, but it's sad. You know
And I agree with you.
But
and here's the
you can't be mad
go ahead.
At the dog. You really can't. Yeah, you can't be mad at the dog either, because we don't know what that dog has been through before this woman was watching he or she, you know, the dog, you know, so.
Good point.
We don't know.
Good point. Good point. Well, here's the end of the story. I agree with you. Here's the end of the story.
Her face.
I feel like I didn't ask for this.
Oh,
so
my God, woman.
I think that. It's time to show who I am now, and I can't be scared of it.
What are you hoping to get across with this interview?
I want for dog owners to know.
Oh, my gosh, she's horrible. The only thing that would be appropriate is, like, on Halloween, that you just prop her in front of the window with maybe a candle on her head. I mean, it's just horrible.
Man.
It's just horrible. Well, here's almost the end of the story.
They're animals, and be able to communicate with their sitters how they are.
These are the same dogs who you had met a week earlier that you said were lovely. You know, lovely 1 week and killers the next. How do you square the two?
Honestly, I'm speechless. They don't change their attitude from the time that I meet them to the time that I go there for the first time.
Jacqueline was released from the hospital after 60 days. Leaving there was a brave and spirited 22-year-old woman, deserving of the applause that she got from the doctors and nurses. When she got home, first responders gave her a champion's welcome.
I really appreciate it.
Her dogs were even waiting, and so was her boyfriend.
I love you.
Jacqueline doesn't want to be seen as a victim, but rather an example. And that may be why she didn't hide the scars that showed the more than 800 bites on her body. So when I first interviewed you, you could open your mouth about 5 millimeters.
Yes.
Now you're up to 21 millimeters.
Yes.
We've had the benefit of watching you heal over the course of a month, and it is notably different, better.
No,
are
not.
You seeing that yourself?
No.
Yeah, I am seeing
no,
that.
No,
what does
no,
that...
no, it's not. She doesn't have a nose. I don't know. I mean, the only thing how I can describe it is, like, you remember Mr. Potato Head? And you know the nose. I don't I'm sorry.
No.
I'm trying to... Her nose is like Mr. Potato Head. And it's not even on correctly, because it fits in the base of the nose, but then it goes way to the side where her eye is, and there's no lips. There's nothing but teeth staring at you. It's,
man.
I'm sorry. I hate when people go, well, you look better. Better than what? She, you know, they had a scrap.
Yeah.
They had to get the skin from her ass to her face, so now she's butt face. And I'm looking at it, and I don't think she had a great ass at all. Maybe she had a great ass.
Yeah.
Her face would be better. I don't know what's going on here. And I'm not being mean, but like I said, I feel sorry for her, and I should not feel sorry for her, because she has more courage. She has more courage than anybody. She's still saying, this is who I am. This is what I look like. This is the accent that I had.
Yeah.
I am I accept this, and I know the kids. See, it would be a perfect world if we didn't have children, because children will see her and be honest with her, and they will run, they would scream. Adults could say, I'm not looking, you know. This happened to me the other day. I mean, I'm minding my own damn business. I was like, why has this happened to me? I'm minding my own damn business. I'm in a store, and I see this kid. I guess he has some kind of problem. It was autism or something. He was clapping, and he was twitching, and he was clapping and everything, and I was just trying to figure out if he had autism or whatever. I wasn't looking at the kid like, oh, poor kid. I was just looking at his mannerism and what's his trigger art, because I like to people watch. And his mother was just shopping, just doing anything, and people were running around with the business. I go, okay, that's cool. But this one here, my God, if you want to see the story, you guys, and I'm not exaggerating, Google dog sitter recovering after losing face in a horrific dog attack. It'll come up. The story will come up. But I love her attitude. Listen to this.
Spirits.
I think it really lifts me up compared to where I was.
Yeah.
Because I just felt so helpless in the hospital. And being at home, I knew I was going to heal more here than I could at the hospital.
Therapy is a full-time job now. Her mouth is stretched 1 millimeter at a time so that she can eat more. Countless surgeries are to come. When you hear 1 to 3 more years of surgeries, is that daunting for you?
It's not fun to think about, but I also think about how amazing the doctors are, and so I'm putting it in their hands to help me. Come on!
You should know that there's a lot of hope in Jacqueline and her family. In fact, in looking to the future, guess what? There is a place in her heart still to love dogs. She'd been dog sitting for...
Well, I hope she loves dogs, because her new boyfriend, I mean, I hate to say it, it's just going to be nothing but doggy style. It's just, so I hope she's just accustomed to dogs and welcome that in, because it's a horrific thing. It's a horrific thing.
I'm back on now. I got kicked off.
Oh, did you really? Oh, okay. I'm glad you're back. Sometimes Blog Talk will do that. They do that when people start tuning in more and more. I'm going to get off that subject, but what I'm leaving with it is that this is the bravest woman I've ever seen on this planet. This is a courageous woman. She accepts what happens. She knows what she looks like. And again, it looks like Mr. Potato Head on acid. That's all I can tell you. You know when you have Mr. Potato Head and you have the nose and the eyes are on the ground and everything? Well, that's almost her. But again, if you want to Google this story, it's a horrific story. Google, what was it? I think I just checked out of it. Dog sitter, horrific accident, and it'll come up. It'll come up.
Yeah.
We're going to make a transition here. And here's some more news that if you are in the medical field, dog sitter recovering after losing face in dog attack. Just Google that and you'll see the story. You know, in California, I don't know where it is. I know King was in Kansas City. I know he might be, I think he's in Arizona now, but I can only speak for California. We went back and forth with this bullshit about the mask, and you're not hearing about COVID-19. You're hearing about, going on with the war. The COVID-19 is still there. And what you guys are not hearing, and you're not going to like it, well, Delta, you guys remember the Delta virus. And the Delta was first, and then the Omicron, I guess I'm trying to pronounce it correct. I think it's the Omicron or Omicron. Then we had that virus. That was the last one. Well, apparently they hooked up. Apparently Delta is a whore, and the Omicron said, okay, dude. I'm like, okay, well... And Delta going, hey, look, I'm wearing no panties. And then Omicron say, I'm going to fuck you, and then I'm going to fuck you up the ass. Well, apparently they had a baby. So now there's a new virus out there called, is it the Delta Omicron virus? It's called Omicron and Delta virus, BA2. And this is no joke. It is spreading currently right now as I speak. It is spreading across the United States. It's kicking Germany's ass. It's kicking China's ass. It's up the rise again. It's way, the numbers are just off the charts in Germany and China. Now it's here in the United States. As I speak, 3 hours ago, the heading, you're not going to like the heading, the Omicron subvariant BA2, that's what they're calling it, BA2, spreading across the U.S. as cases rise overseas. We're not done, folks. Just as Americans start taking off their mask, the Omicron BA2 is quickly spreading across the United States. It's making up nearly a quarter of the new COVID-19 infections. That's what they estimate. The BA2, and I wonder what BA2 stands for, badass, but anyway, that's what they name it, BA2. The BA2 is about 30% more transmittable than the Omicron. Each time these viruses migrate or whatever, they get more and more transmissible. But it does not appear to be more severe, and despite the spread of the new variant, the U.S. daily cases and hospitalizations continue to drop while deaths plateau. So we're not going to the hospital. People are just dying. That's what it is. So the good news is that the hospitalizations continue to drop while deaths plateau. We're just dying. We expect some fluctuation in, medical talk, blah, 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 blah. In the UK, meanwhile, cases were up about 52% in the last week, and hospitalizations were up 18%, almost 3 weeks after the county dropped its last remaining COVID-19 mandate. After they dropped the mandate. In China, the COVID infections are rising fast, with daily cases jumping from 14% in the last few days. China's less effective COVID vaccine, and low levels of natural immunity due to part to severe lockdowns have complicated the county's efforts to stop the spread. So here's your COVID news, everybody. Americans should not be concerned. You know, this White House senior advisor, the political guy who has no medical background at all, he says, hold on, Americans. Americans should not be concerned about the new variant yet. When there are waves again, the best thing you could do for your family is to get vaccinated, get boosted. That's what CBS said. The second thing I'll say is, that when COVID is going around again, it's okay to wear a mask, even if it's not required. And so now, see, Pfizer heard this, right? So Pfizer said, what? And then they said, hey, Pfizer, the variant's going up. Pfizer go, what? And then they said, well, yeah, there's 52% more cases. And Pfizer said, we can make money out of this bullshit. Let's get to work. So Pfizer is coming up with another shot. A fourth shot, folks. Get ready. You already had your two shots, and then you boosted, right? So now Pfizer says, hey, let's get to work, y'all. We can make another $1 billion. Why? Well, we're going to come up with another shot. It's going to be your fourth shot that they're talking about now. Here it is. Here it is, folks. In 56 seconds, you determine. You determine if this is fucking bullshit. This is fucking bullshit.
Turning out of the pandemic, Pfizer has filed for FDA emergency use authorization for a second booster shot, shot four overall of their coronavirus vaccine, this one for people 65 and older. It comes as Europe sees a rise in COVID cases as a new subvariant of Omicron continues to spread all around the world. Nikki Batiste has the latest.
Just as Americans start taking off their masks, an Omicron subvariant BA2 is spreading across the United States. BA2 is about 30% more transmissible than Omicron and now makes up nearly a quarter of new infections among Americans. But it does not appear to be more severe. And so far, U.S. daily cases and hospitalizations continue to drop while deaths plateau. In the U.K., cases were up about 52% in the last week and hospitalizations were up 18%. almost 3 weeks after the country dropped its last remaining COVID-19 mandate. And in China, COVID-19 infections are rising fast. Daily cases jumped about 14% in the last few days. China's less effective COVID-19 vaccine and low levels of natural immunity, due in part to severe lockdowns, have complicated the country's efforts to stop the spread of BA2. Andy Slavitt, former Biden White House senior advisor, says for now, Americans should not be too concerned.
What is most important for Americans to keep in mind right now?
When there are waves again, the best thing you could do for your family is to get vaccinated and get boosted. The second thing I'd say is that when COVID's going around again, it is okay to wear masks, even if they're not required by authorities.
The White House says cuts to COVID funding in Congress could hit Americans as early as next week. Medical providers will no longer be able to submit claims for COVID treatments, tests, or vaccinations for the uninsured, and the U.S. may not have enough funding to purchase additional boosters. Gail? All
right, Nikki, thank you.
Okay. Here's what it tells me. First of all, warning sign 65 and older. What it's telling me is, let's experiment on the old people. Let's take them out. Why would you do a test 65 and older? Because you're coming up with experimental drugs. You're going to use the old people as test subjects. Shut up. Dennis says, here's a really good warning, and you got to take this from the show. Biden is no longer paying for these free medical kits or these free testing shit. They ran out of funds. They saw this coming because they know most Americans cannot afford to get tested every week that they told us to get tested, which I thought was stupid anyway. Why would you get tested every week? And when you do get it, they're telling you to take a couple of days off so you can rest. It makes no sense. But anyway, the government's no longer going to be funding that bullshit, and most Americans are not going to spend $65 for a test or higher. So Biden had to save his ass and say, okay, I was the one who was preaching all this bullshit. I was the one who put the mandate in. Okay, because the other guy was an idiot. He just denied it even was around. So I'm going to take responsibility, but I can't win because my polls are going down. So what we're going to do is let's just say everybody take off their mask. And then I say, well, what was the difference between taking off your mask now than taking off your mask 6 months? And then they're going to argue, more and more people were boosted. Well, that don't make sense to me. Why does it make sense to you? Because even with the people who were boosted and took who even got vaccinated are still catching it. So why is this? Is it because your poll ratings are slipping? Is it because you guys know this is bullshit? Maybe it's because you guys knew in the beginning that there's nothing you can do, but if people with strong immune system can overcome this or with a little shot, cool. But people with strong immune system can overcome it. It's not going to be deaf, cool. But you didn't tell us that. You just shut us down. So now all of a sudden our kids can go to school with no mask. What has changed? All of a sudden people who are unvaccinated are not going to be carded anymore. Because before, you're going to play head games with us. You're going to say, well, if you're vaccinated, you can go in a store with a mask. But if you're unvaccinated, you can't. You still have to wear your mask. Remember that bullshit? Now they came up with, oh, you can't. Unvaccinated people as well as vaccinated people can come in a store. What changed? Changed. Nothing has changed. So you fucked up for 2 fucking years. No, it's true. People die from this. It's true. People die from the cold. People die from ammonia. People die from a lot of other things. True. True. It will take you. But to come up with this new thing with Pfizer saying, hey, look, let's make more money off of these bastards. Let's take it. Let's go after the old people on their Social Security and everything, and let's use them as test dummies for this new drug that we're going to invent. We don't have it yet, but we're going to let you know. Just like a movie, we're giving you a trailer. The COVID-4 is coming. I mean, the vaccination for COVID is coming, the fourth one. We haven't got it yet. We haven't tested it yet. We haven't done research on it yet. But we're going to let you know. Don't fear. the four booster shot or the four whatever they want to call it, the 4U, whatever they want to call it, is on its way. What kind of bullshit is that? You haven't even tested this shit yet. You haven't even researched this shit yet. You haven't done anything, but yet you're going to tell us that help is on the way, that some magical vaccine is going to help people who are 65 and older, and we want them to take it, and you haven't done one ounce of research yet. What the fuck is this? That's just Pfizer making money, folks, getting your money. The greedy bastards, pharma, big pharma, can't get enough of your money. Bullshit. And our last story is this. Brian, are you going to be? Shut the fuck up. No. Kanye West, everybody. What the fuck is going on with Kanye West? Our last story. This is it, and then we're out of here. And I want to thank the celebrity King Webb coming into the studio today. I know four or five listeners personally because they contacted me and listening to the show. And said they're great. It's great to have you back on the air. I'm covering all the stories I wanted to cover. Kanye West is the last one. This is Newsweek. Here's Kanye West, everybody. Let's listen to this genius. Wasn't he running for president one time? I could have sworn Kanye West was running for president. Oh, I forgot he was a puppet of Donald Trump. Oh, I thought they were going to say anything. They're not. It's a music bullshit, and I hate when they do this. So that means I have to read. Kanye Yee, he's back on social media with his social media tactics. This time, to debash the media and the news outlet for their recent articles concerning him and his ex-wife, Kim fucking Kardashian. And remember how Kim got her famous? She got famous because she was fucking. You got to remember. She did!
Yep.
And I seen that tape, and it was the worst tape ever. So she got famous. And you know who sold the tape? Her mother. Her mother was the manager of the tape. You don't believe me? Google it. What kind of mother say, okay, you had sex with this guy. Let's sell this porn so we can make money. That's what happened. So before you start calling them royals, this is what they did. So Kim fucking Kardashian and her boyfriend Pete Davidson. And by the way, if you remember Pete Davidson is a guy on SNL. If you don't watch Saturday Night Live, that's who he is. Now, just about six months ago, Pete Davidson wanted to kill himself because what's her name broke up with him. Who was that singer? I forgot that singer that he was dating and she broke up with him. So he was suicidal. He started saying that he was going to commit suicide. Saturday Night Live was on alert. Everybody started saying this, and now this is what happens when you commit suicide. You start dating Kim Kardashian. Not bad. One, I want to die. Two, next thing you know, I'm dating Kim Kardashian, which is the original KKK. Kim, Chloe, and there has to be another one, a Kim. I don't know. They have destroyed more black men than the KKK has. I mean, you follow the Kardashians, go to their house, it's littered with black bodies along the walkway. So anyway, Pete Davidson is now, well, this is different because he's white. I bet you that's the first white guy she dated. Well, between the three, Wes, Kanye, Ye, he was focused hardest on wanting his children to attend church with him, but alleged Kardashian wouldn't allow them to. Well, it's different, Kanye. I don't think she's going to allow her children to go to church of the devil. Kanye, you need a little help. You know what I mean? What church are you going to? Because didn't this guy change his name to being Jesus as a Jesus? And now it's just yay. I don't know if I'm going to trust this guy to take him to what fucking church are you taking my children to? I have no idea.
Well, I have this girl. You guys got to excuse me. I'm outside. Went on my kids to school, so sorry if you hear the wind. But,
oh, it's okay.
Matter of fact, hold on. I'm gonna get somewhere where it's not windy.
King is coming right back. He's gonna get to a place where it's not windy. He's really nice about. He cares about what you guys hear and anything. I'm just gonna talk until King gets back. But I wonder what church he's going to. And King, and so Kai started going on Twitter, and he says he was focused hardest on wanting his children to attend church, but then he started to tweet. But alleged Kardashian wouldn't allow him to. He also bashed Hulu for wanting a new narrative in regards to his family, referring to Skeet Davidson. I don't know what that means. On March 14th, Wes posted a picture of his daughter, North. Picture was of her backpack and the three pins, her parents' faces, and a green alien. He stated in the caption that he isn't allowed to see his children as much as he would like to. Kim shut Wes down by commenting, "Please stop with this narrative. You were just here this morning picking up the kids for school." The OK magazine shared a picture with the same caption, and Wes wanted to set the record straight. "My kids were not allowed to go to Sunday service yesterday, and there's multiple times where the schedules were changed last minute, which alienated me as a parent, which is illegal. Thank God my family has been broken. My name has been dragged and dropped," he wrote. This is a nutcase. You're the only one, I'm talking about Yay, you're the only one dropping your family. You're the only one telling this shit. And we go back to what me and King were talking about. If you belong to the system, you can't complain you're in it, meaning that you like to talk on Twitter. You can't complain when somebody talks back. You're gaslighting people. Wes also claimed that Kardashian is gaslighting him, saying, "I successfully avoided doing anything that would give them reason to put a restraining order on me. She thinks it's funny to try to drive me over the edge, but I didn't let them." Dude, you're not been over the edge. You have hit the ground, bounced back, and you grabbed the edge again. It's amazing. This guy's a billionaire, man. Why are the crazies the billionaires? He mentioned his mental health status, noting that people cannot criticize him based on what he posts on social media. So now Wes is saying, whatever I post on social media, you cannot criticize me. I'm under the mental health banner. So if you're criticizing me, you're criticizing all mental health people. So I can say any shit I want to say. I can accuse anybody what I want to accuse. You can't say shit because I got insurance, mental health insurance. And if you say anything about me, then you are being a bad person talking about mental health. So he claimed that. That's what me and King were saying this whole damn podcast, is that why are we claiming shit? And then we claim the shit, and then we weaponize the shit. Kim and Skeet are pawns in a bigger game. "Lord, forgive them. I made those videos because she ignored my text about bringing my children to church," he wrote. Here's a text message between Wes and Davidson have recently surfaced. Pete managed. I'm going to hear these text messages. Wait a minute. Let me see what they are. I'm not going to ignore it. Here's the full alleged text messages from Wes and Davidson. Oh, I can't get it. Oh, here it is. And there may be audio. I got to wait to see, because that might be even better. It has to be some nasty shit in it. And you got to be nice to Kim, because she's going to run for president. Trust me. Let's see. We've got 10 seconds. I'm trying to wait till this video loads, so maybe you can hear the audio, so I don't have to read it. Here we go. Let's see what this has to say. I wonder. Oh, is it just music again? Fucking music. Bullshit. Okay, then I have to read it. Tensions between Kanye West and Pete Davidson appear to have escalated after a purported text conversation between the two that was posted on social media. A since-deleted Instagram post was shared by Davidson and a friend and a writer, allegedly showing a screenshotted discussion between the two men in which the Saturday Night Live star says, and by the way, he's not a star. He's a bit player of Saturday Night Live, but what the fuck? It gives more press. You know, you gotta understand that. So we're going to call him a star. He says he's done being nice. Pete said that. Weeks of taunts and disturbing music video the rapper made about him. He's tired. He's just freaking tired. I'm looking at another advertisement, and maybe it's an audio on this one, but we'll see. He's done being nice. The two performers have been embroiled in a public feud. Davidson, 28, started dating West and Strange Wife. Wait a minute, he's 28. How old is Kim? Kim has to be at least 40 right now, right? I don't know. Started dating West's estranged wife, Kim Kardashian, earlier this year. I noticed that they don't mention her age, right? The reality TV star filed for a divorce from the Dontra rapper back in 21 after almost 7 years of marriage. The former couple shared 4 kids. Listen to these kids' name, and both of these parents should be locked up. North, who is 8, Saint, who is 6, Chicago, who's 4, and Palms, who is 2. And Kardashian was declared legally single by a court this month as their divorce proceeding continued. Here we go. The alleged conversation was shared Sunday afternoon after Ye, which Kanye West recently adopted the new name, 44, criticized his ex-Kardashian. Oh, she's 41 and he's 28. Every woman right now, my voice, oh, you go, girl. You go, girl. You got yourself a young one. You're 44, he's 28. Now, if it was the opposite, people would be saying, getting mad at the man, you're dating this 28-year-old? What's wrong with you? How come you don't date men your age? But if it's a woman, you guys are up there, turn off your bra and say, go, girl. So Wes was talking about her parenting skills on TikTok and his discomfort that his 8-year-old daughter is posting on TikTok. Yo, it's geek. That's so now the white guy apparently Kanye doesn't speak English. He only speaks yo, it's geek kind of language. You can't talk to him normally. So Peace go, yo, it's geek. Can you please take a second to calm down? It's 8 a.m. in the morning. It doesn't gotta be like this. I guess this is how Pete talks. It doesn't gotta be like this. Kim is literally the best mother I ever met. What she does for those kids is amazing, and you are so fucking lucky that she's your kid's mom. I decided I'm not going to let you treat us this way anymore, and I'm done being quiet. Grow the fuck up. Oh, this suicidal guy who was 6 months ago suicidal because that chick left him. I forgot who that girl was. Now he's going to stand up to Kanye West and tell him to shut the fuck up. Maybe he's still thinking about suicide because when you say that to Kanye West got some followers, man. And I don't think they appreciate you talking to him like that. You know what I mean? Kanye may be crazy, but he got some thug followers. So I would say to you, you 28-year-old motherfucker, stupid suicide, crazy-ass bitch, Pete, shut the fuck up and stay out of it. You have no right to stick up for Kim, and you have no right to stick up for the children. They are not your children, and Kim ain't your wife. You're the only thing that you have, Pete, is that you're fucking his ex-wife who is 44 years old because nobody else will date you. So that's all you got going for me. You're the guy who's fucking Kim. That's who you are. That's who you are. You're a bit player on Saturday Night Live, so you shut the fuck up. So anyway, that's what Pete said to Kanye. So Kanye said, oh, you using profanity? What are you doing right now? See, when a black person say, what are you doing right now? They don't want you to make other plans because they plan on beating your ass. So please don't make any plans later on. What are you doing right now? Oh, right now I'm free. Okay, good. That what it means is that we're going to beat your ass right now. But Davison decided to have a smart mouth. So Kanye said, oh, you're using profanity? What are you doing right now? So Davison said, I'm in bed with your wife. I want you to think about that for a minute. Those are fighting words. First of all, they're getting a divorce. But to say, I'm in bed with your wife, that guy needs an ass. He needs an ass whooping. If King was on the line, I think he would agree with me. I think he's still, I don't know where he is. But I think
I'm on my way inside the house, and then I'm gonna,
okay.
I'll get on. Yep, I'm gonna be on mute for a minute.
All right, but you don't say shit like I'm in bed with your wife. Then the comedian, meaning Pete, he shared a shirtless selfie of him in bed. Wes says, "Happy to see you're out of the hospital and rehab." Davison said, same here. It's a wonder what those places do when you go get help. You should try it. I'm in L.A. for the day if you want to stop being a little internet bitch, boy, and talk. Now, he's calling Kanye a bitch. Call him a bitch boy, which is a double what the fuck? Because Kanye is black. If you live in the woods somewhere. You call him, I'm in L.A. for a day if you want to stop being a little internet bitch boy and talk. I'm not friends with Kanye, but I want to beat Pete's ass. So Pete goes on and says, you don't scare me, bro. Your actions are so pussy and embarrassing. It's so sad to watch you ruin your legacy on the daily. Where did he get that balls? Because, again, he's with Kim Kardashian, who got famous for fucking. I mean, how do you feel about that when you hear that, King? You know what I'm saying?
You know, I'm going to say it like this. Kanye West, he's a father, but there's also things that Kanye West had been through, and now that he done got his mind back right, in our eyes, we think he's crazy. But those who understand him, like they're like, okay, no, he's not crazy, you know? And so it's like, and then the second thing, then the other thing is that Pete guy, Pete is a ex-drug addict, whatever you want to call it, you know?
Right.
And there's also some history of him messing with little kids. So
I didn't
know
that.
The thing is that, you know, because that stuff is it's out there, you know what I mean? But the thing is that Kanye West, he could care less about what Kim Kardashian is doing sexually, but when his kids are around this man, you know, Kanye West is furious with this stuff. You know, he's upset because he's like, wait a minute, you may allow this, but as long as my kids are involved and, you know, you're being a mother to them, I don't want this guy near my kids. And so, you know, of course Kanye is going to get mad because he said, Pete was like, well, you know, I'm in bed with your wife, you know?
Right.
And so, and Kanye West's mind, he probably feels like, well, damn, if she's in bed with you, then what is going on with my kids? You know what I mean? So,
oh, I didn't go.
You know, of course he's mad.
There. I didn't even go
of course
there.
He's thinking about all that stuff. And then you got washed up people like D.O. Hughley trying to mess with Kanye West, not realizing Kanye West got money to ruin his career, you know? And so it's people don't look at it that way. But with me being a father and me being an artist as well, I understand that. I understand where he's coming from, because even the guys that my kid's mother was in a relationship with, I told my kid's mom already. I said, whoever you have around my kids, just know whatever is done to them, it'll be done to you. You know?
Right.
It's not a threat. It's a promise. And like I told her, as long as I'm still living on this earth, you don't really have to worry about none of that. I said, because my kids won't be around you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so as parents, we should already make sure that our kids are around safe people. You know what I mean? But with Kim Kardashian...
Right.
Let
me ask you something, King.
Be around okay.
Let me ask you something. No, seriously. Let me ask you something. I think you're a great father. I really do.
Yeah.
But let's just say
Thank you.
Mother hooked up with somebody, let's say a rapper, right? You don't really care. You don't care about the mother, but whatever. But you have to because let's say you got Cher Cussie or whatever, you want to see your kids and she happened to, you know.
Yeah.
And then you got some man going and you're promoting your shit and her new man is saying, why don't you quit playing that bitch ass music, boy? It's a, why don't you grow the fuck up and that shit is old and everything, and he starts talking all that shit to you. Now, you don't really know him or anything, and the only association you have is that your ex-wife is dating this motherfucker, so now he thinks he's got privilege and entitlement to call you a bitch, to call you crazy. How are you going to respond? I mean,
well,
you're saying that on Twitter.
I mean,
they're blasting you on Twitter
like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna let whoever call me crazy regardless, you know what I mean? You know, because my thing is, as long as I'm protecting my kids and keeping them safe, that's all that matters.
Good.
All that extra
that's
talking, it doesn't really matter to me. You know what I mean? So, you know,
right.
Kanye West, he could care less, you know what I mean? But right now, I think he's just more or less is worried about his children's safety, you know? Now, I believe his son is the oldest, and I believe he's probably around maybe 8 or 9, maybe. I don't know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to his daughter, he's definitely protective because he knows what can happen. You know what I mean? Just like for an example, he knows his daughter can be used as some type of sexual sacrifice or something. You know what I mean? So
right.
He knows all these different things that can happen within the Hollywood ritual shit, entertainment shit, all that. You know what I mean? So right now, he knows how the Kardashians is. He knows what can happen. And so I think right now he could care less about the whole Pete messing with the, you know, screwing his wife and all that other stuff. He could care less about it. I think he's more or less worried about his children, you know, because he's probably like, okay, if you're letting this man in the bed with you, then where are the kids at? What are they doing? Are you leaving the kids by themselves with him? And, you know, what's going on, you know? And so
then
I think he's also worried because he probably feels like that Pete Davidson or whatever his name is, he feels like that Pete is making rules, you know, like, okay, well, I don't think you should let the kids go to this Sunday service thing and this and that, and, you know. And so what I was getting ready to say earlier was that I have a friend on my Facebook page, and she's an actress. And she was one of the extras that was on the Sunday service, and she, you know, she said that there wasn't nothing demonic about her or anything like that. She was like, they really get their praise on, like, it's really good, you know what I mean? And so, you know, basically, you know, Kanye West has been through so much that he's done really, like, gave his life to God, you know what I mean? He's really trying to, you know, because he realized that he was once – with the demon, you know, with Satan or whatever. And so he done turned his life around, and now he's just kind of just trying to, he's trying to do right. But everybody's attacking him, though. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. and it's like he has the right. Some of the things that he said, you know, it's like, okay, whatever, man. But majority of it, he has the right to say it. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, you know, if my kids are going to be around this person, I need to know about it. You know, you know what I mean? But I just feel that whatever is going on in relationship, the kids should never be brought into it. You know what I mean? Be fair. You know what I mean? And I think right now, that's not what's happening right now. It's sad, you know. So
it is.
It's sad.
And that's pretty mature of you too. And I'll just finish it really quickly. Wes says after Pete called him a bitch and a pussy for embarrassing himself, Wes said, "You're more than welcome to come to our Sunday service." Davidson said, "Why don't we meet after Sunday service and Saints game? I'll be at the Beverly Hills Hilton. We can have food and talk it out in my room privately, one-on-one, man-to-man. What are you doing to you? What you're doing to your family is dangerous and going to scar them for life. Please handle these matters privately, bro. I beg you." Wes says, "You want to come see me? Come to Sunday service." Davidson says, "This isn't public, dude. I'm not here for pictures and press, which is obviously all you care about. My offer stands. I wish you man up for once in your life." See, again, you're tagging. "I wish you man up for once in your life." Motherfucker Pete, this guy's a billionaire. This guy had businesses. I mean, I'm getting pissed off at this. Who the fuck did this little bit player Pete Davidson saying this to Kaye? And I'm not a big fan of Kaye, but who the fuck are you telling him to man up when this guy is a billionaire?
I'm a big fan of Kanye West because he's never really done anything for me to really be mad at him about. You know what I mean? I mean, at the end of the day, Kanye West, he's a businessman making business moves. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Now, some of the business moves that he make, we may not agree with it, but Kanye West is not working for Kanye West. Kanye West is working for the last name of his kids. You know?
Right.
So, go ahead.
I'm hearing in this text is Kaye says, "Well, go to church, come to service. I'm worried about my kids." And this guy just called him a bitch and says, "Why don't you man up for one time?" Dude, you were mentally ill and ready to kill yourself. I can't remember the singer.
Yeah.
That stupid singer.
Yeah.
And you left and you wanted to, and then you started crying on the internet. Nobody loves me and I might not be here tomorrow. And all of a sudden you fucked this woman twice your age. She's 44, and you're having to be Kaye's. West was giving you more press. It wasn't for Kaye's name, you wouldn't be giving press at all. And now you call him a bitch and man up. And Kaye has to represent. You know, he doesn't know. See, the mistake that white people make is that, okay, and the way Pete's talking to him, like, I'm talking slang, man. I could talk like that, too. Because you know he don't talk like that. And they go, okay, now I'm hood, too. You did not grow up Kaye West, man. So by saying, "I wish you man up for once in your life," are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
That offends me. And then he has to say this. Pete says this to him. "Let me help you, man. I struggle with mental stuff, too. It's not an easy journey. You don't have to feel this way anymore. There's no shame in having a little help. You'll be so happy and peaceful. You have no idea how nice I've been to you despite your actions towards me." How nice you've been to Kaye West? Who the fuck are you?
And the sad part about it is, that Kanye West let it be known that this man has an experience with drugs, and I'm gonna be honest with you, and I'm not trying to slander Kardashian. Just let her and her team know, because I know they all listening probably. I'm not here to slander, but I'm gonna say this: if this man has history with drugs, there's no second guessing. If you're allowing that to happen, and if you're doing it too, you know what I mean. So
I agree.
I mean, it's I don't know, man. I just feel like everything that Kanye West is doing, I think he's not doing it for himself. He's not doing it for press. I think he's really worried about his children right now because there's a bunch of games being played, you know?
Right.
Like he had shared something on Instagram, but hurry up and deleted it. And I think he had put it back up, but worded it differently. But what it was saying was that how, like, one day Kim Kardashian would let him see the kids, and then the next day she's like, you know, not letting him. And he's kind of worried, like, what's going on with that? And I'm just going to be honest with you. When you're experimenting with drugs, your mind ain't always going to be there. You're going to be, you know, switching on and off. You know what I'm saying? And I guarantee you, you know, and I might be wrong. Who knows? But, you know, it might be a possibility. She might be messing with drugs, too, right now. You know?
I don't know. But all I do know,
but I don't know, yeah,
is that he's lucky, and I'll say this, on the radio. Kanye had a song about gold digger, and some of the phrases that you're not messing with a broke nigga, and if Pete Davidson said the same thing to DMX, or he said the same thing to Ice Cube, or anybody would just kind of like call him a pussy. And saying you're a bitch, and you're embarrassing yourself, and I'm here fucking your wife. If he said that to any of those people, it's on. You know what I'm trying to say?
Well, you know,
if he said it to Suge Knight, can you imagine him saying that to Suge Knight? But go ahead.
Oh yeah,
he's messy.
If he said that to Suge Knight, Suge Knight would have caught him on fight and whooped his ass. But some of these other celebrities, like DMX or Ice Cube. Now, DMX, I could see DMX probably, you know, confronting dude and seeing him in person. But Ice Cube, he's a celebrity, meaning he's going to handle things in a celebrity way.
But a lawyer,
and so with all the things that he's done successfully in the entertainment industry, I don't think he would go for that clout. But I think he would respond in a fashionably mannered way. You know what I mean? But if it was DMX or Suge Knight, them motherfuckers would have been like, man, look, I'm out here. No, I take that back. DMX might say he's out here, but Suge Knight would have got in touch with some connection, be like, hey, where can I find this dude? But like, I think it's gonna be another Vanilla Ice hanging over the balcony thing again. Where is he?
Hang his ass out of the window.
Yeah.
He said that. Can you imagine him saying that to Tupac or Biggie? You know, because he better be careful because there's people like that around Kanye. There are people who are his fans and say, let's whoop this white boy's ass.
Yeah.
You know,
and the only reason why these hardcore celebrities who secretly support Kanye West behind the scenes, and they're not out with it, you know, publicly over the internet, because they don't want to get talked about. You know, they don't want to get talked about.
But King, you're not gonna. Yeah. This is gonna piss you off, because we're almost going up there. Davidson is trying to. You're trying to get some street credit, thinking I'm going to take down Kanye West, and he's afraid of me because he says some more shit.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Tell me if this doesn't piss you off. So this isn't a text, and remember, they're texting over Instagram and Twitter, so people are reading this shit. So then Davis has said, this isn't public, dude. I'm not here for pictures and press, which is obviously here. And then Davidson says to Kanye, my offer stands. I wish you man up for once in your life. Ooh. Then he says, let me help you, man. I struggle with mental illness. You'll be so happy at peace. And then he goes on. I stopped SNL from talking about or making fun of you, which they wanted to do for months. I stopped stand-up comedians from doing bits about you. Oh, now you got that juice to stop a comedian for saying shit? You got that juice to stop NBC and the other comedians for making fun of you? That's what you did. So now you got all this juice in the industry that you're saying you stopped comedians for saying shit about Kanye West? Shut the fuck up. What's it? And then he says this. Then he says this. Wait a minute. This is really pissing me off. Then he says, oh, it gets worse. Listen to this. Wait a minute. But if you continue, now he's warning Kaye, right? But if you continue to press me like you have in the past 6 months, I'm going to stop being nice. You're threatening Kaye West, and you're going because you're saying, I'm going to stop being nice. That's a warning. What? King, this is what he said. This motherfucker's crazy. Then he goes on to this. This gets worse. Then he says, later on Sunday, West shared a video to Instagram where he said that Davidson was antagonizing him over text. At this point, it's going too far. God, please, this is Kaye. God, please. The boyfriend texts me, antagonizing me, bragging about being in bed with my wife. The rapper claimed in a video in which he was praying to the camera. I thought it was publicity for a year and a half. I've been dragged how she's not my wife. She don't have the last name. West continued, alleging. Now he's texting me, talking and bragging about how he's in bed with my wife. He added per Rolling Stone. I'm like, well, who's watching my children, which you just said. I'm like, who's watching my children if he's texting me bragging about being in bed with my wife? And I thought this wasn't my wife no more legally since I got the lawyer to finally finish the divorce. Every time I do something positive, there's something negative that comes. Then he says, I go and get the laptop from the Kardashians' ex, Ray J. Then she's joking about divorce. I go and get the lawyer changed so we can finally go do the divorce, and somehow I'm the one that's the stalker. So he gets Ray J's laptop, which Ray J gave him, and she's joking about the divorce and everything to Ray J. So Kaye went to get a lawyer and said, fuck that shit. Let's just finish this divorce right now because I'm no joke. And that's it. He better quit kind of tease Kaye and quit trying to be thugged out and all this bullshit and calling Kaye a bitch, man. I'm offended and said, man up for once in your life. Are you fucking kidding me? You're living with Kim Kardashian and the home that Kaye West probably bought. Oh, man. Last words from my friend, celebrity King Webb. Last words, King. What do you think? Everything you want to say.
Well, okay. I just want to say that. Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just want to say that, you know, we have to really look at it both sides, you know. You have to look at it where Pete, he's still considered a young kid. He's on drugs. Mm-hmm. He needs help himself. Then you have to look at Kanye West where he doesn't know anything about this guy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He has children. Then he's also realizing that Kim Kardashian has history of being a slut in the industry. And so he's he's just worried. Like, okay, as long as I'm here for my children, that's all that matters. And so he's trying to be the bigger man, and he's trying to work things out with Kim. But Kim is listening to the media and the press and everybody else, and she doesn't want to be with Kanye because she realized that, well, he's making her look bad and this and that. And then, too, you know, she just wants to be free again and do what she want to do. Just recently, she just removed the last name West from off all her social media pages, you know? Yeah. She just removed it.
I understand. I'm just saying, I've been on the side of my girlfriend and her ex and the children and all that. My job was to stay out of that business because it ain't my business.
That's right. That's right. And that's what
I heard
should do.
Exactly. I heard shit that it got me pissed off. Or I heard shit that I could have did it. I'm not here to be no superhero. These are two grown-ass people that need to work out their feelings. And when you hang up the phone, let's go get some ice cream. It's our time, you know? For Pete to be calling them out and be saying all this and calling them a bitch and calling names, he doesn't know who he's fucking with. And it may not be Kaye.
No.
It's going to be that hood motherfucker, that thug motherfucker who loves Kanye and who's still running
yeah,
in the hood
yeah.
and saying, I'm going to pay his ass a visit. You know, people get
yeah.
hurt that way.
Yeah.
So
if Pete was
smart, he'd say, if I had to give any advice, shut the fuck up, Pete. Shut the fuck up. Because you can't win with this. You go against Kanye, who is a billionaire with millions and millions of fans, you can't win. You're just putting Kim in danger and you in danger, acting like a fool. Let it play out and then do your own thing. What do you think, King? I mean, you know, I'm not going to interfere with nobody else's past relationship. It had nothing to do with me. So just shut up, Pete. Final word, King, you got it. Go ahead. Oops, I might have lost King. I think he'll probably be back. I want you to thank you for listening to Brian and Hammer Jackson Show. I'll be on tomorrow at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time with more topics. Thank you for your support. I hope, King, if you're hearing me, I'm sorry I don't hear you, but if you check out, the show's over, you know, because we're in podcast. Oh, and he did. All right, I want to thank King Webb for being on the show. And don't forget to support him in a song. Don't get caught in my web, and I don't give a damn. And I will see you guys tomorrow morning.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kicks were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But it wasn't.